Ask Congress to approve $1.5 trillion on schools, health care, housing, and climate change response.
In all, the president calls for $769 billion in non-defense spending, a 16% increase from last year, and $753 billion for defense programs, an increase of less than 2%.
Fox's Jared Halpern in Washington. The head of the CDC says racism is an epidemic impacting public health.
CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says COVID-19's disproportionate impact on minorities drew attention to generations of entrenched, systemic, and structural barriers that prevented people of color from getting proper health care.
Fox's David Lee Miller. Condolences are pouring in from around the world following the death of Britain's Prince Philip. Queen Elizabeth's husband died today at Windsor Castle. He was 99. America is listening to Fox News.
Fond du Lac turns for high school sports. News Talk 1450 KFIZ.
This is high school sports coverage on News Talk 1450 KFIZ. Tonight's game is brought to you by these community-minded sponsors: AirTech Heating, Eden Meat Market and Catering, Dan Sprader, your local Edward Jones representative, Taco Bell, Coal Oil and Propane, Quest Interiors, American Family Insurance agent Tim Cruz, and Baker Cheese. Now let's go live to the broadcast booth for a preview of tonight's action on News Talk 1450 KFIZ.
Football fans, welcome to Kirky Field in Stevens Point for spring high school football, week three of the alternate fall season, if we're being official, as the Fond du Lac Cardinals get ready to take on the Stevens Point Panthers here in Stevens Point. It's kind of an off and on rainy drive up here up Highway 45 and Highway 10. But we're inside here this evening, very thankful to be here at the home of the Spash Panthers and the Stevens Point Pointers here at Gerke Field, and getting set to watch the Cardinals take on the Panthers here this evening on this Friday, April 9th of 2021. Spencer Wagon here with you, and you're in tune with the Tim Cruz American Family Insurance pregame show here on News Talk 1450 KFIZ. Stop by and see Tim or give him a call at 921-7424 for all of your insurance needs. Cardinals coming into this matchup at 2-0. Meanwhile, Stevens Point is 1-1. Cardinals, of course, two games, 50-plus points, 63-7 victory over Manitowoc Lincoln back in week one. And then last week, Thursday, a 56-21 victory over the Neenah Rockets in a game played at Keele High School. Cardinals in that contest falling behind 7-0 early. Cardinals then scoring 35 straight points before Neenah would find the end zone again. And like we said, cruising to that 56-21 win over Neenah. In that contest, your stat leaders for the Cardinals, no doubt or no surprise that it was Kyle Walljasper and Braylon Allen carrying the lion's share. More specifically, Braylon Allen in that contest. Walljasper, 5 of 7, 88 yards, one passing touchdown, 10 carries, 157 yards on the ground, and two scores for the Cardinal quarterback. And then for Braylon Allen, the future Badger coming up here in a few short weeks, Braylon Allen with 9 carries, 154 yards, and 4 touchdowns, one reception for 20 yards, and a score as well for Braylon Allen. Tyler Killeen also with 4 catches for 68 yards in that contest in the win over the Rockets last week at Keele High School. These teams have something in common. It's that they've both beaten Neenah. Stevens Point held off Neenah 20-14 back in week one, the game played at St. Mary Catholic High School. Last week, played a tough game with Bayport. Bayport just too much to close out in the fourth quarter. It was a one-possession game, in fact, a two-point game going into the fourth, but Bayport scoring 27 unanswered points in the final quarter to win 49-20 last week right here at Gerke Field. Panthers led early on in the game, building a 14-0 lead after one quarter, but would only score 6 more points the rest of the way. Smash, like we said, within 2 points at the end of the third quarter. Bayport's outscoring them, like we said, 27-0 in the fourth to pull away for the win. The Panthers quarterback, Riley Warzynski, 10 of 23, 96 yards, 2 touchdowns, and an interception. Cole Kerchewski, 21 carries, 70 yards, and a score for Smash in the loss. Daniel Zdroik with three catches, 36 yards, and a touchdown for the big splash tight end. And Tommy Droner, a catch for 29 yards and a score in the loss for Stevens Point. So 1-1 Panthers and the 2-0 Cardinals doing battle here tonight at Gerke Field. Looking at the team history, of course, last time the Cardinals were on the field, they finished 9-2 in the 2019 season. We talked about that in our last couple pregame shows. Only losses there to Kimberly in overtime on the road. And at level two of the WIAA playoffs were Sun Prairie and the Cardinals a 34-30 defeat back in the 2019 season. Meanwhile, Stevens Point, they're coming off a 1-8 season in 2019, just 1-7 in league play, and they've had actually two straight seasons where they missed the playoffs, 3-6 record back in 2018. Last time they were in the postseason was in 2017 with that 5-4 record. Last year in 2019, Riley Wierzynski finishing 31 of 81, 364 yards and five passing touchdowns for Stevens Point in the season last year. And then on defense, a guy you'll hear us talk about here this evening, Carter Bohart, the linebacker, 92 total tackles, three tackles for loss, and one forced fumble in 2019. One of the bright spots for Spash last year, unanimous first-team all-conference player back in the 2019 season, despite the 1-7 mark for Stevens Point, 1-8, excuse me, for Stevens Point. Looking at the series history, Cardinals have owned the last two matchups between these two schools, winning by identical 42-7 margins back in 2018 and 2019, 2019 and 2018 respectively. But Stevens Point won two straight before that, back in that 2017 season. You'll remember the Cardinals came in here, one of the state's hottest teams, and Spash was fighting for a playoff spot late in the season. They won the game by 26-24, got into the postseason with that win. And then back in 2016, which was my first experience seeing this matchup, the Panthers really handed it to the Cardinals back in that matchup. Final score there was 45-14. Cardinals had a three-game winning streak prior to that two-game winning streak for Spash in 16-17. But like we said, the Cardinals have won the last two by identical 42-7 margins over Stevens Point here in this series. So Cardinals have owned the last couple, looking to pick up another win tonight to continue showing why they're one of the hottest teams in the states. 50-plus points the last couple games, 56-21 over Nina, 63-7 over Manitowoc-Lincoln, taking on Stevens Point tonight, coming off a tough loss to Mayport. Pre-game show continuing here on Newstalk 1450 KFIZ, and brought to you by Tim Cruz, your American Family Insurance agent in Fond du Lac, 920-921-7424 for Tim Cruz. When points are scored, and we're assuming the Cardinals and Panthers, will put up some points here this evening. They are scored to the Quest Interior scoreboard. Quest Interiors, flooring, cabinetry, countertops, window treatments, exceptional style, exceptional savings, locations in Fond du Lac and Oshkosh. Tonight's game also brought to you by AirTech Heating, Eden Meat Market and Catering, Dan Sprader, your local Edward Jones advisor at 976 East Johnson Street in Fond du Lac. Also, a big thank you to Coal Oil and Propane and to Baker Cheese for sponsoring high school sports. You're on News Talk 1450. Pre-game show continues after this. We will check in with Cardinals head coach Stephen Jorgensen coming up after this. News Talk 1450, KFIV.
Think you can afford life insurance? Think again. You might be surprised how affordable it can be. 80% of Americans overestimate the cost of life insurance. Maybe it's time to swap out a few small expenses for some big peace of mind. Life insurance can protect what matters the most, and it's the right thing to do. Let's talk today. For details, contact me, Tim Cruz, at American Family Insurance at 920-921-7424 or stop by my office at 218 North Seymour Street in Fond du Lac today.
American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
American Family Insurance.
Small town, huge flavors in the heart of Eden. Eden Meat Market and Catering, serving your family with custom cuts of steaks, chops, and chicken from their full-service meat counter. Time to fire up the grill and enjoy over 15 specialty brats, including the Grand Champion Maple Blueberry Baby Brats, Deluxe Pizza Brats, or Eden's new Hawaiian Brats. Weekly specials at EdenMeat.com. Eden Meat Market, taking you back to simpler times since 1890.
At At Airtech Heating, we are all excited for sunshine and warmer temperatures, and we want to do whatever it takes to ensure you're not caught in the heat of summer with no AC. Before the blazing temps hit, let our technicians clean and inspect your AC to ensure it's performing at its best when you need it most. Our NATE-certified technicians bring the right tools, expert knowledge, and Bryant's high-quality products right to your door. For AC maintenance, service, and installation in the Fond du Lac area, call 924-6742 and 239-4307 for our Ripon office.
Back to the high school football pregame show, News Talk 1450 KFIZ. Fondy Cardinals, Stevens Point Panthers from Gerke Field in Stevens Point tonight. We're talking with Coach Steven Jorgensen here pregame. Coach, 56-21 win over Nina last week. Another game where you guys fell behind early, 35 straight points, ended up getting the nice win over a pretty good Rockets squad. Your positives and negatives from last week's game?
Yeah, I mean, it went the way that we wanted it to go. I was very, very pleased after the game with how our team played. Fell down 7-0 again. Like I said, Nina had a game plan that was a little different than what they showed on film. We're able to capitalize on a few things on that first drive, but there's no panic there. That's just defensively, I knew we'd make the adjustments on the sidelines that we would need to slow them down. And then offensively, I mean, what I told our guys and what our guys were saying to each other is they're going to have to do that every drive because we're not going to stop scoring. That's truly how our guys felt going in. They really believed in the game plan. And then on the field, they really executed it offensively. And I was really happy with the defense. I thought it was it was great. We had a turnover as well, but then they were able to see what Nina was doing. Coach Hermes and staff was able to make the adjustments there and then slow them down because they had a good game plan coming in. And then we were able to just kind of roll from there. So I was very pleased and got a lot of guys into the game in the fourth quarter then as well.
We talked about line play the first 2 weeks of the year. Obviously, with only one returning starter there, it's been one of your keys to the game for the first couple weeks, and it looks like it might be another key this week with a pretty big and physical Spash team. How have you seen the line play improve over the first 2 weeks of the season?
I've seen a ton of improvement from camp through the first game and then the second game as well. What I like is they're showing improvement. They're looking at the film. They're taking coaching. They're really getting better every day in practice. But I think their bigger tests now are going to start to come up here with Stevens Point on Friday night. I think they're a little more rugged in the defensive side of the ball than our first two opponents. So I expect more of a physical game there. And they run some multiple fronts they've shown in their first 2 weeks. So being able to adjust our calls and execute our game plan is going to be huge for those guys up front.
You talk about the team saying that they're not going to stop scoring. And somebody asked me over the weekend about, you know, how's Fond du Lac look? And the thing I said to him is, I feel like they could score from anywhere on the field. Do you get that sense as a coach and just kind of that unstoppability? You're able to score on one play 70 yards like Braylon's done a couple different times this year. Are you seeing that from a coach too? Just kind of this mentality of we're going to score whether they like it or not, the opponent likes it or not?
Yeah, I mean, I've been really happy offensively with our big playability. We've had, like I said, some game plan things in that I knew if we executed well would get our playmakers in space and they would take it from there. And they've been able to do that. We've had some real long, I think we almost had four touchdowns, almost over 50 yards there last week, which is awesome to see. What I'm waiting to see is what's going to happen when we have to put together a longer drive. Are we going to be able to grind out those yards? I feel very confident with our guys and our game plan to do that, but we still haven't quite seen that yet. We've scored pretty quickly in relatively short amount of plays, which is great, but at some point here, we're going to have to put together some longer drives, and being able to finish those third downs and those short yardage situations are going to be key. So once those come up, we'll see how we do, but I feel confident going into it with the group we got.
Let's talk about Stevens Point this week. They did not play in the fall. Everybody else in their conference did, it seemed like. Coming off a 1-8 season, kind of atypical for Point the last time they took the field back in 19. Like we talked about, looks like some very physical athletes, some pretty good defenders, and a quarterback and a running back who are pretty good themselves. Your keys to this matchup here tonight against Stevens Point?
Yeah, I mean, on film they beat Nina in the first week, and then they were up 14-0 on Bayport and really had it as one possession game early in the fourth quarter until Bayport kind of ran away with things in the fourth. But what they show on defense is they show multiple fronts. They've shown two different defenses week one and two, so we'll be ready for multiple fronts. But they got some real good playmakers. Number 7 on the defensive side of the ball pops off the film. He's a really good football player, and they got some other guys in there, good nose tackle. They're just a little more rugged on the defensive side of the ball, so I like the toughness that they're showing on that side of the ball. So we know we got to be ready to be the hammer on offense. But then on the offensive side of the ball, very good playmaker in the backfield, their tailback. So if he gets gets a crease, he can hit the home run. Big offensive line. They're kind of doing a little different things with their pass game, a little bit of RPO stuff in the first week, and then they got the playmakers out there to make plays. So we know defensively what we got to do to slow them down. But it's gonna be a good test, a long bus ride. So we got to get off the bus and get ready to play tomorrow night.
Keys to a win tonight against Stevens Point.
It starts in the trenches for us. If we can establish the front and the offensive side of the ball and get our playmakers, who you know who they are, get them in space, we're going to be in great shape. And defensively, it comes down to stopping the run. If we stop the run and make a team one-dimensional, I feel good about our playmakers in the back end to do what they got to do when the ball's being thrown.
All right, Coach, thanks for the time.
Thank you.
I love your new countertops.
Thanks. I do too. It's Quartz from Quest Interiors.
Quest Interiors does countertops?
Yep. They have an awesome selection of Quartz countertops on display right in their showroom. You just choose the style and color you want from their Power By selection, and Quest Interiors does the rest.
Wow. Sounds easy to me.
And the best part is, because they fabricate their own countertops, they saved us a lot of money.
Get Quartz countertops for less at Quest Interiors, Fond du Lac, and Oshkosh.
Do your life goals. Shouldn't your financial advisor take the time to get to know them? I do. I'm Dan Sprader, a Fond du Lac Edward Jones financial advisor. The most important goals I have are yours. That's why I take the time to understand your needs, and I can recommend personalized strategies with your goals in mind. Contact me at 923-3934. Making time to take the time. That's how Edward Jones makes sense of investing. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
What's your favorite high school sports memory? A late-inning rally? A game-winning shot? A photo finish? Maybe it's a pep rally or a pregame ritual. Maybe it's the euphoria of a late-night bus ride home after a hard-fought win. Maybe it's having pizza with teammates after the game. Now, imagine if it never happened at all. School sports need your help. With budgets getting tighter, it's more than the games that are on the line. It's all the traditions, the community pride, the culture of your hometown high school, plus all those memories that are on the line, too. What can you do? It's simple. Buy a ticket when you can. Go to a game. Take the whole family. Let's do everything we can to keep those cherished school sports memories alive.
This message presented by the Wisconsin Interscholastic Athletic Association and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
News Talk 1450 KFIZ Sports. Our teams play here.
Welcome back to Gerke Field in Stevens Point, getting you set for high school football here on News Talk 1450 KFIZ. And, of course, streaming worldwide at KFIZ.com. Thanks so much for checking in wherever you are or listening in wherever you are this evening. We're at Gerke Field at Stevens Point, like I mentioned. Cloudy drive up here. Rain off and on, raining between Oshkosh and Fremont, then dry between Fremont and Amherst, and then raining in Amherst, and then dry to Stevens Point. So kind of a off-and-on rain shower coming up here to Stevens Point up in central Wisconsin as the captains meet at midfield here. It's set for tonight's contest between the Cardinals and the Panthers here this evening. New Stock 1450, about 7 minutes away from the start of tonight's action here this evening. Conference standings, looking at this, the Fox Valley Classic, of course, grouped into a number of different groupings this year. But if you look at the conference standings in the 2021, where's my brain at? 2019-2020, that's way behind us now. If you look at the conference standings for where we sit here in Group A, both Fond du Lac and Bayport are sitting at 2-0 on the year. And if you heard our conversation with Travis Wilson from Wisports.net earlier this morning on Fond du Lac Today, and if you listen to it on our website after the fact here today, we talked about the possibility and likelihood that we would see a collision course between those two teams, Fondy and Bayport, coming down to the last regular season game. Cardinals, of course, would need to see win here tonight, win against Preble next week, setting up an undefeated matchup with Bayport. And Bayport's got a tough one tonight against De Pere, so no guarantees either way, but should be a very, very good, very circled-on-the-calendar type game coming up on the 23rd. And we could see those teams meet again in the crossover playoff games coming up either on the 30th or the 7th. It depends on, obviously, placing and seeding and stuff like that. But definitely could happen. Vafani and Bayport still at 2-0 this year. Stevens Point and Green Bay Preble both at 1-1 in the standings. And Nina's had a tough draw. Pretty good Rocket squad. Nina's starting the year with two losses. Both these two teams right in front of us here, Stevens Point and Fond du Lac, back-to-back. Nina will look to get things going tonight. Nina is taking on Green Bay Preble tonight in Fox Valley Classic action tonight. Group B standings, if you're following along with the different groups, there's groups A, B, C, and D. Group B standings, currently Appleton North and Kimberly both 2-0. Appleton East and Pulaski are both 1-1. And Ashwaubenon is 0-2 in the Group B standings. Group C standings for the WISSports.net website. Group C, we mentioned Bayport taking on De Pere, both the teams 2-0. De Pere leading Group C at 2-0. Oshkosh West 1-1. Same with Appleton West, they're 1-1. And then Green Bay Southwest and Manitowoc Lincoln, both 0-2 in Group C in the alternate spring season. And then in Group D, Group letter D here, for the Fox Valley Classic Conference, Group D, Oshkosh North. They are sitting at top of the league with a 1-0 mark. Sheboygan North at 1-1. Sheboygan South also 1-1. Green Bay East 0-1 and Green Bay West 0-2. Now, like we talked about with Travis earlier this year, earlier this morning, I should say, the Green Bay schools in this conference having some numbers issues. Green Bay West, Green Bay East both having some numbers problems. Green Bay Southwest having some COVID issues, so some games getting shuffled around on the calendar this evening as we look at the Fox Valley Classic schedule for this evening. We mentioned Nina at Green Bay Preble, Bayport taking on De Pere. Manitowoc Lincoln is playing at Oshkosh West, and then Oshkosh North is hosting Sheboygan South, so a doubleheader tonight at Titan Stadium in Oshkosh. Kimberly is taking on Ashwaubenon tonight, also Pulaski taking on Appleton East, and Appleton West is taking on Sheboygan North in conference play this evening. Of course, we'll keep track of all those scores for you. You can catch up on all the Fox Valley Classic scores coming up later on News Talk 1450 KFIZ, of course, on our website. You can check in with Jerry St. John on the early show tomorrow morning for the latest scores and highlights from another high school football Friday night in the state of Wisconsin. That's a look at the conference matchups or conference standings here as we head into a Friday night of action. Other games we're watching, we'll try to get you some updates at halftime as well. The Flyway Conference, tonight of doubleheaders at both Ripon and Lemira this evening. Winnebago Lutheran and Laconia kicked off at Ripon at 4:30. Lemira and Waupun kicked off at 4:30 in Lemira. And then later on tonight in Ripon, Ripon is hosting Mayville. And down at Lemira, North Fond du Lac is playing host to Omro. That game is at Lemira High School. A singular game at Kewaskum this evening as the Ledgers of St. Mary Springs take on Campbellsport this evening. That game is at Kewaskum. There's another game at Kewaskum tomorrow. That's an eight-player football as Oakfield plays host to Gibraltar. That's a 1 p.m. kickoff in Oakfield for eight-player action on Saturday. And, of course, tomorrow, as we talked with Travis and we've talked about before, the girls volleyball regional playoffs are tomorrow. We'll get the full schedule posted, of course, at KFIZ.com as you can check those out and find out where teams are playing. We'll have all the results for you as well. You can check that out in our local sports section later on this evening at KFIZ.com. Getting set for tonight's action between these Fond du Lac Cardinals and the Stevens Point Panthers here on News Talk 1450 KFIZ. Both teams lining up in their respective end zones. Stevens Point lining up in the end zone. Fond du Lac lining up on their sideline, far sideline, as we face the western sky here at Gerke Field. And we're almost set for action here tonight on News Talk 1450 KFIZ. One more thanking of our sponsors, including Tim Cruz, your American Family Insurance agent in Fond du Lac at 921-7424. Also, a big thank you to Quest Interiors, locations in Fond du Lac and Oshkosh, AirTech Heating, Coal Oil and Propane, Eden Meat Market at Cannering. Also, Dan Sprader, your local Edward Jones advisor at 976 East Johnson Street in Fond du Lac. and to Baker Cheese on County Road G in St. Cloud. Don't forget Taco Bell either. We're not at halftime yet, but when halftime comes our way, we'll bring you the Taco Bell halftime show here on News Talk 1450 KFIZ. We will take a quick time out for our national anthem. We'll have the start of tonight's game coming up. You're listening to Spring High School Football here at News Talk 1450 KFIZ and streaming online at KFIZ.com.
Baker Cheese, the pioneer of string cheese, is one of the largest standalone string cheese operations in the country, partnering with excellent local farmers so that in less than 48 hours from the time the milk leaves the farms, Baker's all-natural string cheese is ready for your enjoyment. Celebrating over 100 years of exceptional quality, visit the Baker Cheese store in County Road G in St. Cloud or call 477-7111, 477-7111 to place your order. Baker Cheese, freshest in every bite.
Think you can't afford life insurance? Think again. You might be surprised how affordable it can be. 80% of Americans overestimate the cost of life insurance. Maybe it's time to swap out a few small expenses for some big peace of mind. Life insurance can protect what matters the most, and it's the right thing to do. Let's talk today. For details, contact me, Tim Cruz, at American Family Insurance at 920-921-7424 or stop by my office at 218 North Seymour Street in Fond du Lac today.
American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
American Family Insurance.
At Earside Heating, we are all excited for sunshine and warmer temperatures, and we want to do whatever it takes to ensure you're not caught in the heat of summer with no AC. Before the blazing temps hit, let our technicians clean and inspect your AC to ensure it's performing at its best when you need it most. Our NATE-certified technicians bring the right tools, expert knowledge, and Bryant's high-quality products right to your door. For AC maintenance, service, and installation in the Fond du Lac area, call 924-6742 and 239-4307 for our Ripon office.
All of us love sports, but not all sports are created equal. College sports have big budgets, dedicated alumni networks, and corporate sponsorships. Professional sports have even deeper pockets, millionaire owners, lucrative TV and radio deals, and merchandise sales. High school sports have you. Everyone agrees high school sports give us plenty of reasons to cheer. And now's a great time for us to give back. Supporting your hometown high school won't cost you much, but it will go a long way to ensuring the games we love the most are here to stay. Wisconsin High School Sports. They're good for our kids, good for our community, and best of all, they're good for you.
This message presented by the Wisconsin Interscholastic Athletic Association and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
News Talk 1450 KFIZ Sports, the only game in town.
Record here, Keith Field in Stevens Point for Friday night spring high school football here on News Talk 1450 KFIZ and streaming worldwide at KFIZ.com. Thanks for listening wherever you are here this evening. Teams getting ready to take the field for our Friday night matchup at Gerke Field. Fond du Lac in the road of white jerseys with the white pants, Cardinal numerals and lettering, and the white helmets. Stevens Point all black this evening. Black jerseys, black pants, and black helmets. The red trim and the white numerals for Stevens Point. Head coaches for both teams here this evening. Monty Cardinals, of course, coached by Steven Jorgensen, and for Stevens Point, their head coach this evening, of course, is Mr. Pete McAdams. Except for the action here this evening, thanks for joining us here on News Talk 1450 KFIZ. Kickoff temperature here from Stevens Point, 52 degrees at game time, and the wind chill, according to the National Weather Service, 50 degrees here at Gerke Field. So not a bad night, considering where we were the last couple weeks. We will take 52 degrees, even with a few showers, on the nice turf field here at Gerke Field. Enclosed booth here at Gerke, so very little crowd sound. We'll do our best to bring in the sights and sounds of the game action here. We're about the 45-yard line of the, would be, I guess, north half of the field. Willett Ice Arena down to the right-hand side, and field oriented north to south here. Press box facing west as we're getting set for action here. Fondy Cardinals and Stevens Point Panthers from Durkee Field here in Stevens Point. Cardinals will kick off as Justin Shepherd will do the honors to boot it away here. Cardinals will move left to right, Stevens Point right to left, as we start here in this first half of action here at Durkee Field. Shepherd will tee it up here, walking back, taking his place. Kickoff team ready to go here from Stevens Point. Shepherd, the run-up, and the kick is away. Here it is. So the kick is fielded at about the 14-yard line. Going to the far sideline, breaking a tackle across the 30, and getting across the 30, shoved out of bounds to about the 35-yard line for Stevens Point is their return man. That is Brady Dillingham. Justin Shepherd making the tackle there for Fond du Lac. First and 10 for Stevens Point. Panthers will start first and 10, and the ball spotted at their own 34-yard line. Quarterback for Stevens Point is Riley Warzynski, 6'3", 202-pound junior. And Spash will come out. Three receivers out to the left, one to the right, one man in the backfield, and that's Kurchevsky. Cole Kurchevsky, the senior running back. Warzynski taking out the, or calling out the signal, so throw near side, pass is caught, coming out of the backfield, 40, and slammed down across the 40 to about the 48. And a nice play there for Stevens Point. Jaden Zielinski, 5'10 junior for Stevens Point, makes it a second down and about three, gets up to the 41, their own 41, first drive of the game, 30 seconds in, scoreless on the Quest Interior scoreboard. Three receivers right and one to the left. Kurchevsky behind Warzynski. Now he shifts just to his right. Pass is thrown across the middle, intended on the play for Dillingham. It's incomplete, third and three coming up. Third down, 3 yards to go from their own 41. First drive of the game for either team. Stevens Point looking to convert on a third and three. Third and three from the 41. One receiver on either side, one man in the backfield. Warzynski calling out signals. He'll hand it off here. Kurchevsky, and he gets close to a first down, up to about the 44. It depends on the spot here, and they will move the sticks. So a first down run for Kurchevsky for Stevens Point. First and 10, as well, Jasper makes the tackle. First and 10 for Stevens Point, up to their own 44. 10:57 and counting left to play in this first half, or first quarter, excuse me. Still scoreless on the Quest Interior scoreboard. Warzynski takes a snap. He'll hand it off here. Kurchevsky breaking through, bursting across the 45 and getting up to about the 50 up the left side. Right up to midfield, it'll be second down for the Panthers here. Second and four from right in midfield. On their home side of midfield, I guess you could say, Stevens Point side. Three receivers split out to the right, and one man in the backfield. Kurchevsky is the lone man in the backfield, just to the left of Warzynski. Hands to Kurchevsky, bursts across the 50, gets down to about the 47 of Fond du Lac, and looks like the spot will make him a yard shy, third and one from the Cardinal 47. 9:52 and counting left to play first quarter. Still scoreless on the Quest Interior scoreboard as Spash has the football in Cardinal territory, looking for their second first down of this drive. One receiver on either side. Kurchevsky, the tailback, behind Warzynski. Warzynski takes his snap. He'll hand off. Kurchevsky powers ahead, and he's got that first down. He needed the 45. That's where he got when he was slammed down, and they'll move the sticks again. Stevens Point first down at the Cardinal 45 with 9:28 left to play in this first quarter. Drive continues for Stevens Point. Kind of a similar scenarios to what we saw in the first couple games of the year. Of course, Manitowoc scored on the second play of the game, but Nina had a very methodical drive for the first points of the game. See if Spash can emulate that here. Three receivers right. Morzinski rolling out to the right. He'll look downfield, unloads, passes, intercepted. Cardinals have it. And getting knocked out across the 30. Nails with the interception for Fond du Lac. Caleb Nails gets the pick. And the Cardinals, after the first down, the second first down of the drive, turn the Panthers over, and it's Fond du Lac football. Morzinski threw it right to him. And it's a turnover, so first and 10 from the 32. Cardinals, as we talked about in the pregame show, big playability. Let's see if they can score right away here and take that turnover and turn it into points. One receiver either side. Allen, the lone tailback behind Wall Jasper. Send the receiver in. Here's Allen. Allen, got to get back to the middle. Picks his way forward. Gets maybe about two on the play. It'll be second down. Stevens Point defense. Nice size up front. Senior experience, you mentioned Bohart, the linebacker, 6'3", 201, number 7. The guys you'll see up there, Jack Shoemake, Brendan Turner. Rotate a lot of different guys in. One receiver either side. With Wall Jasper and Allen in the backfield. Man coming in motion across the formation. Wall Jasper going to run with it. Cuts it back up the middle. Wall Jasper straight ahead. Wall Jasper, 45, 40, 30. Wall Jasper, 20. 10, 5, touchdown, Kyle Wall Jasper. Kyle Wall Jasper, second play of the game. The Cardinals score at 6-0 Fondi on the Quest Interior scoreboard. The turnover does turn into points for Fond du Lac. 66 yards for the score for Kyle Wall Jasper, and Chevrolet's on to try the extra point. Justin Chevrolet to try that extra point for the Cardinals here. Lines are down. All is down. Kick is on the way, and the kick is up, and it is good. So with 8:08 left to play in the first quarter, the Fondi Cardinals lead Stevens Point by a score of 7-0 on the Quest Interior scoreboard. More coming up after this on Newstalk 1450 KFIV.
Small town, huge flavors in the heart of Eden. Eden Meat Market and Catering, serving your family with custom cuts of steaks, chops, and chicken from their full-service meat counter. Time to fire up the grill and enjoy over 15 specialty brats, including the Grand Champion Maple Blueberry Baby Brats, Deluxe Pizza Brats, or Eden's new Hawaiian Brats. Weekly specials at Eden Meat. Eden Meat Market, taking you back to simpler times since 1890.
News Talk 1450 KFIZ Sports. Our teams play here.
One play, or two plays, 66 yards, and the Cardinals, one play, 66-yard touchdown on the run for Kyle Wall Jasper, two-play drive. And the Cardinals take a 7-0 lead on the Quest Interior scoreboard here at Gerke Field. After the interception from Nails, the Cardinals two plays to turn it into points, and that big playability shown once again. Dillingham will field the kickoff at the 5, try to cut it back to the middle, and he'll get roped down at the 10. Nice tackle made there for the Cardinals on the return there. It was David MacArthur on the tackle. And it will be first and 10 for Stevens Point, deep in their own territory, trailing 7-0 on that Quest Interior scoreboard. Just had the feeling when Wall Jasper touched that football. I don't know if it's my spidey sense tingling or whatever, but it seemed like he was going to be gone when he touched that football, and he certainly was. First and 10 from their own 11 for Stevens Point now, three receivers right. And one to the left, one man to the backfield. Here's Krzyzewski. They'll hand it off to him. He powers forward, gets up to about the 12, if anything. It'll be second down for Stevens Point. Gain of one officially, second and nine from the 12, their own 12. Seven and a half to play. First quarter, Fondi 7, Spash nothing. Here at three receivers right, none to the left, one man in the backfield. Low snap to Warzynski. He'll roll out to his right. Throwing downfield, had a man, but overshot him. Intended for Dillingham along the far sideline. It'll be third and nine for Stevens Point. Third and nine from their own 12. Panthers coming out. Three receivers out to the right and one to the left. Chepsky in the backfield. Just to the right of Warzynski. Warzynski takes the snap. Warzynski directing traffic, throwing back near side, and was looking for Krzyzewski, and it landed where Krzyzewski wasn't. The pass is incomplete. It's fourth and nine, and Stevens Point will have to punt. So 7:12 left to play here in this first quarter, and the Panthers will punt, and the Cardinals will line up at their own 50 or so. David MacArthur lining up at midfield as the Panthers will look to punt here on fourth and nine. Kick is away. High kick, not going very far, sailing toward the near sideline, rolling out of bounds at about the 40. The Fond du Lac 4, the Stevens Point 40, excuse me. So the Cardinals have less than half a field to go here, and they already lead 7-0 on the Quest Interior scoreboard here this evening from Gerke Field. So as we talked about, the Cardinals smelling blood in the water with that Nails interception. And then plays later, Wall Jasper scores. And now the Cardinals have the ball at the Spash 40 following the punt. So first and 10 from the 40 here for Fond du Lac. One receiver will be to the near side here. Allen behind Wall, Jasper in the backfield. Like that one receiver either side of the formation here for the Cardinals. Here's the handoff. Fake the handoff to Allen. Rainbowing down the middle of the field. Pass just past the intended receiver for Fondi. That's David MacArthur, who is streaking toward the end zone. Just out of his reach. It'll be second and 10. Second and 10 from the 40. 6:57 left to play in this first quarter. Second and 10 from the 40. Cardinals, the incomplete pass to MacArthur. Here's a second down play. One receiver either side. Wall Jasper handing. Braylon Allen surging straight ahead. Allen chugging through the defenders, breaking free of a tackler. Still going. And he gets down to about the 20 of Stevens Point. He gets 19 on the play. They'll mark him down at the 21. First and 10 from the 21, knocking on the door of the red zone. For the future Badger, the run there takes him down right on the doorstep of the Stevens Point red zone. Six and a half to play. First and 10 from the 21 of Stevens Point. One receiver to the left. Allen, the tailback. Wall Jasper turning, handing, Allen going left side, Allen going to the end zone, untouched, touchdown, Braylon Allen, it's 13-0. 21-yard touchdown run for Braylon Allen, and the Cardinals are up two scores. Chevrolet will be on to try the extra point. After the Stevens Point punt, it'll be Cardinals taking it in for a touchdown. Chevrolet's extra point up and good. And just like that, 6:13 to play first quarter on that Quest Interior scoreboard. Fondi now leads 14-0 over Stevens Points on News Talk 1450.
Think you can't afford life insurance? Think again. You might be surprised how affordable it can be. 80% of Americans overestimate the cost of life insurance. Maybe it's time to swap out a few small expenses for some big peace of mind. Life insurance can protect what matters the most, and it's the right thing to do. Let's talk today. For details, contact me, Tim Cruz, at American Family Insurance at 920-921-7424 or stop by my office at 218 North Seymour Street in Fond du Lac today.
American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
American Family Insurance.
News Talk 1450 KFIZ Sports, the only game in town.
Back here to Gerke Field in Stevens Point, a 21-yard touchdown run from Braylon Allen puts the Cardinals up 14-0 on the Quest Interior scoreboard after the Justin Chevrolet extra points and a turnover and a punt on the first two drives for Stevens Point. Not what the Panthers ordered here this evening, and not what's going to keep you at pace with one of the best, if not the best, team in the States here in the spring. Chevrolet's kick is away, and it will be fielded all the way back at the one-yard line by Dillingham. He brings it across the 15, where he is slammed back at about the 17. And that's where Stevens Point will start, first down and 10, trailing 14-0 on the Quest Interior scoreboard here this evening. High School Sports on News Talk 1450 KFIZ, brought to you by Baker Cheese, with freshness at every bite. That's Baker Cheese, also by AirTech Heating, AirTech and Bryant. Whatever it takes at 924-6742. Proud sponsors of high school sports here this evening. First and 10, ball officially spotted at their own 18-yard line for Stevens Point. One receiver on either side, Kerchewski the tailback, and Warzynski hands it to him. Has some room along the left-hand side, bursting forward, getting across the 20, and up across the 25 to about the 26. Nice run on first down by Kerchewski. Makes it a second and short coming up here for Stevens Point. A second and 2 after the gain of 8 by Kerchewski. Cole Kerchewski, the 5'11", 160-pound senior running back for the Panthers. Same formation, one receiver either side. Kerchewski the tailback behind Warzynski. Warzynski hands it to him, goes straight ahead, slams into the Fond du Lac line. And falling forward, they will give him enough for a first down. He had to get to about the 29, and or 28, excuse me, and he got to the 29, close to the 30, so it'll be another first down for Stevens Point. First and 10 from the 30. First and 10 from their own 30 for Stevens Point. Information here, one receiver on either side, Kerchewski the tailback behind Warzynski. Zinski taking the handoff, or excuse me, taking the snap. He'll roll out to his right, passing downfield and incomplete. Intended on the play for Rochek. Then Rochek, Jr. It'll be a second and 10. Closer to the play was Quinton Martin, but I believe the intended receiver there was Rochek. On a second and 10. Second and 10 from the 30. One receiver on either side, one man in the backfield. And Warzynski turns, hands to Kerchewski. Kerchewski powers forward across the 30 and gets up to about the 33. Third and 7 after the gain of 3 by Kerchewski. Third and 7 from the 33, 4:39 to play first quarter. And the Cardinals leading this one 14-0 here at Gerke Field. Sun sets behind the western stands here. Three receivers out to the right. And now Kerchewski, the right-hand side of Warzynski. Warzynski takes the snap. Looks like he's going to hand it off, or looks like he was going to pass, and he ends up handing off to Kerchewski, and he speeds ahead to about the 41, and that should be his fast first down. Old draw play on a third and 7. He runs all the way to the 41. Warzynski with kind of the hesitation there, trying to trick the defense into making it seem like he was going to pass there, albeit briefly, and just handed it off to Krzyzewski and said, hey, you take this. And he did. First down for Stevens Point up to the 41, their own 41, with 3:50 and counting left to play here in the first quarter. One receiver on either side. Wierzynski taking the snap, making the handoff to Krzyzewski. Pressure coming, and they've got him for a sack. Nice play there for the Cardinals. Deshaun Carey making the stop. As the Cardinals get the stop, a big loss, second and 18. Second and 18, down ahead of myself. Probably a passing down here for Spash. Two receivers left, one to the right. Wierzynski is going to pass. He throws. Pass is caught. Dillingham catches at the 45 and escorted out of bounds right there. So it'll be a third down and about seven, probably, six or seven. Right to the 45. It'll be a first down, or not a first down, a third down and about six. First down yardage is on the Cardinals' side of midfield at the 49. With the Panthers looking to convert after the big sack on third and 18. Or on first down, make it a second and 18. Three receivers right, one to the left, and one man to the backfield here. That's Krzyzewski, his low snap to Wierzynski. Wierzynski rolling out to his right, passing downfield. Pass knocked away. Nice play by Nails. Intended on the play. For the intended receiver, that is the big tight end, Zadroik, out there. 6'7", 266-pound junior could not come up with it, and it's fourth down. So the Cardinals do not give up the first down on that play there. The second and 18 hurt them, the sack. And it will be a fourth and six, and Spash will have to punt here. Kick is away. Kick angling to the near sideline. Kicks up, and it will be spotted close to the 30 at the 29-yard line of the Cardinals with 2:44 left to play in this first quarter. And it is Fondi leading 14-0 on the Quest Interior scoreboard here this evening. Cardinals with a first and 10 from their own 29-yard line. So first and 10 from the 29 for the Cardinals here. Two receivers to the left, none to the right. Wall Jasper looking, throwing, pass is caught. And on the flat, Tyler Killeen with the reception. He gets across the 35 and up to about the 36. Second down coming up here for the Cardinals. Second down. Second and short. One receiver on either side. Allen the tailback. Now a man coming in motion across the formation. Here's the fake handoff. Wall Jasper tries to get the edge and does. Wall Jasper down the far sideline, spins out of a tackler, gets to midfield and slammed out of bounds. That'll be enough for a Cardinal first down. And the Cardinals move the sticks. Where do they mark them? They mark them right at midfield, it looks like. So first and 10 at midfield for Fondi, under two to play here in this first quarter on the Quest Interior scoreboard, with the Cardinals up by two scores and looking for more. Minute 56, to be exact, first and 10 from midfield. One receiver out to the left, Allen, the tailback, next to Wall Jasper. And coming in motion, here's the pop pass, and squirting ahead across the 50 and down to the 47 is David MacArthur. Quick little toss, a little handoff, a little short dump pass to him as he came across the formation. So a gain of 3, second and 7 to the 47. 90 seconds left to play in the first quarter. Cardinals are on the Panthers' side of midfield. Two receivers to the near side. Paul Jasper with Allen behind him in the formation. A man coming in motion from right to left. Reitz coming in motion. A quick pass near side. Pass is caught and getting down across the 40 is coming down near side. That's Wagner Lang on the reception there for Fondi. Who is Wagner Lang? And that should be enough for a Cardinal first down, and it is. First down to the Stevens Point. 39 is the official marking. On the pass to Wagner Lang near the right-hand side. Well, the right hash mark. 47 seconds left. Two receivers left, none to the right. And coming across the formation is MacArthur. Ball Jasper looking. Ball Jasper stepping up. Hit as he throws. Pass falls harmlessly. Incomplete. He got blasted as he threw the football. And the closest man to it was Nathan Conkle for Stevens Point. Colleen, the intended receiver. So it's second and 10 from the 39. 33 seconds to play here in this first quarter. With Fondi leading 14-0 here from Gerke Field. One receiver out to the right. Twin backs on either side of Wall Jasper. Now they'll shift the formation out here. Braylon, Allen leading the block here as Wall Jasper goes left-hand side. Wall Jasper still going. Wall Jasper first down across the 30 and out of bounds near the 25 for Kyle Wall Jasper. Give Rota the credit for the stop there. First and 10. And the ball spotted at the Stevens Point 25-yard line with 24 seconds left to play here in this first quarter. First and 10 from the 25. One receiver on either side. Allen to the right of Wall Jasper. Now MacArthur comes across the formation. Wall Jasper fakes the handoff. And pass, one-handed pass caught by Wagner Lang. It's complete, but not much there. Maybe a gain of two on the play by Wagner Lang. He kind of slammed the ball in his palm in frustration there. And that will be the end of the first quarter. Cardinals with a second and 8 as we start the second quarter on the other end of the field. But a good first quarter for the Cardinals as they lead 14-0 on the Quest Interior scoreboard. High school football continues after this here in KFIV.
I love your new countertops.
Thanks. I do too. It's Quartz from Quest Interiors.
Quest Interiors does countertops?
Yep. They have an awesome selection of Quartz countertops on display right in their showroom. You just choose the style and color you want from their Power Buy selection, and Quest Interiors does the rest.
Wow. Sounds easy to me.
And the best part is, because they fabricate their own countertops, they saved us a lot of money.
Get Quartz countertops for less at Quest Interiors, Fond du Lac, and Oshkosh.
News Talk 1450 KFIZ Sports, the only game in town.
All right, back here from Gerke Field in Stevens Point. We start the second quarter with the Cardinals facing a second down and 8. Second and 8 from the Stevens Point 23-yard line. Cardinals lead 14-0 on the Quest Interiors scoreboard here this evening. Cardinals turning a turnover into points on the second play of the game. Kyle Wall Jasper with a 66-yard touchdown run. But after a Stevens Point punt, Braylon Allen ran a 21-yard touchdown run in for a score. Both extra points by Justin Chevrell were good. And as we switch sides of the field, Fondi leads 14-0 on that Quest Interior scoreboard as they're looking for more here this evening at Gerke Field. Second and 8 from the 23. Two receivers to the left as they wait for the officials to get done talking with the chain gang in the far side of the field over there. Chain. Could speak correctly there. 14-0 our score. Spot would be at the 23-yard line. Equipment issue or something. Two officials standing over there, and one official standing in between the teams. Both looking at the chain gang over there. But while we wait here, let's tell you some more of our sponsors, which include Coil Oil and Propane, Surrey Fond du Lac, Lamibra, Ripon, Campbellsport, and surrounding communities with top quality fuels, lubricants, propane, and customer first service to that second to none. Online at CoilOilandPropane.com. Also, a big thank you to Eden Meat Market and Catering at 477-2711 or EdenMeat.com. And thanks to Dan Sprader, your local Edward Jones advisor at 976 East Johnson Street in Fond du Lac. You get some halftime stats here, so thank you to the folks at Stevens Point for giving us some stats here to look at halftime. Cardinals outgaining the Panthers 156-50 in that first quarter. Second and 8 from the 23. Two receivers to the left. Empty backfield here for the Cardinals as they shift Allen in motion. Wall Jasper taking the snap, going straight ahead, still turning forward and getting across the 15. And that should be a first down for the Cardinals here. Indeed, it will be. All the way down to the 13-yard line. First and 10 from the 13 for Fond du Lac. Inside the red zone here and getting set to, or looking to, I should say, their third touchdown of the game. Receiver on either side. Allen next to Wall Jasper. Wall Jasper takes the snap. Hands to Allen. Allen, right side, breaking tackles. Allen to the end zone. Touchdown, Cardinals. Braylon Allen, his second touchdown of the evening, makes it 20-0, Fond du Lac. So Justin Shepherd will come on to try the extra point. .11:23 left to play in the contest. The Cardinals have a 3-score lead on the Panthers, playing Rude Houseguest here against Stevens Point. Chevrolet's extra point is up, and it's good through the south end zone goalpost. So 11:23 left to play in the first half. Cardinals have a 3-score lead, 21-0 on Stevens Point. High school football continues after this on KFIV.
I've got a math question for you. When you add tolerance, subtract prejudice, and multiply efforts to treat one another with respect, what do you get? Less division. And school sports have it down to a science. Looking for an example of what can happen when we realize there's more that unites us than divides us? Look no further than high school sports in Wisconsin.
This message presented by the Wisconsin Interscholastic Athletic Association and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
1450 KFIZ Sports, the only game in town.
7:23 left to play in the first half. Braylon Allen, his second touchdown run of the evening. This one from 13 yards out makes it Fond du Lac 21 and Stevens Point nothing on the Quest Interiors scoreboard here this evening. Cardinals 3-for-3 on touchdowns. We said turning the turnover into points. Touchdown run from Wall Jasper from 66 yards out. Turned a punt into points. And then Allen with another touchdown just now as the Cardinals extend their lead out to 21-0 on the Quest Interior scoreboard. Shepherd will kick it away. Cardinals moving from north to south here at Stevens Point now. And the kick is fielded. Cutting up the middle, and nice return. That's Krzyzewski there getting up to about the 35, so a nice return there for Cole Krzyzewski. That's how the Stevens Point Panthers will start, first and 10 from their own 35, trailing 21-0 on the Quest Interior scoreboard here this evening. First and 10 from the 35 for Stevens Point. Warzynski, Riley Warzynski, coming out, leading his team onto the field. One receiver either side, Krzyzewski the tailback. And Warzynski will head off here. This is Krzyzewski going to the left-hand side. Maybe he gets one on the play. It'll be second down. Gain of officially two, second and eight from the 37. Anyone, nothing. Cardinals on the Quest Interior scoreboard. One receiver on either side. Krzyzewski behind Worzynski. Krzyzewski switches to the left of Worzynski. Takes the handoff. Worzynski going to look across the middle over the head of the tight end Zdrojk right there. And had a nice play there if he makes the catch, but Zdrojk unable to make that catch as the ball sailed over his head, so it's a third and nine coming up. Mentioned his size, the tight end, 6'7", 288, or 266, pardon me, 266. Don't want to add 22 pounds to him, unless he wants me to. Two receivers right, one to the left, Worzynski taking the snap. Worzynski throwing downfield, got a man one-on-one, and the pass incomplete. Good coverage down the field there for Fond du Lac. That's nails on the coverage, and the pass was intended for Quentin Martin, junior receiver, but falls incomplete, and the Panthers will have to punt on a fourth and nine. Fourth and nine from their own 36, so the Cardinals probably prime for some good field position here. Allen and MacArthur, Braylon Allen, David MacArthur, each of them lined up at the Fondy 25 here with 10:24 to play here in this first half. Kick is away, poor kick. And it bounces at the 45. It'll roll out of bounds right at about the 40. So not a good kick for Stevens Point. And it will be first down and 10 for the Cardinals. Ball will be spotted at their own 40. First and 10 from the 40. Fondy leading 21-0 on the Quest Interior scoreboard. And looking for more here this evening. First and 10 from the 40. Cardinals coming out with two receivers out to the right. One man on either side of Walljasper. Now they shift the formation here. Walljasper and a whistle and a flag comes out. A legal formation will be the penalty here on Fondy. Came out with Walljasper on, or in the middle, I guess you should say, between Lewis Wagner-Lang and Braylon Allen. And legal formation was the call. First and 15 now. Ball spotted at the 35. First and 15 from the 35. Three receivers right, none to the left. And Allen, the lone tailback. Here's the pass out to Colleen. Colleen catches, and he's knocked down right away. In fact, that'll probably be a loss on the play. So it'll be a second down. And about 16 on the play after the loss of one. Nice job by the Stevens Point defensive player to get Colleen down before he could get any room to run. And a penalty was called on the Cardinals here. So a personal foul against Fond du Lac. So back down to the 20 it goes. So here's something you don't see every day. A first and 31. Have you ever seen a first and 31? I don't think I have. I'm taking photo evidence of this because sometimes you see some pretty strange things. First and 31 from their own 19. One receiver either side. Here's the handoff to Allen. Allen straight ahead. Allen gets up to about the 24 or so. It'll be second down. Second down, probably about 26. Indeed it is. Second and 26 from the 24. Second down and 26 here from the 24. Two receivers on either side. Four wide set for Fonte. Walter Asperell by his lonesome at the backfield. He'll take the snap. He'll look to throw. Pass going downfield just out of the outstretched hands of the wide receiver. Intended for Braylon Allen. And it's third and 26 coming up for Fonte. Allen catches that, and they convert a second and 26. Like we said, we've seen some crazy things. I seem to recall, we were here last year, if I'm not mistaken. Last year seems like so long ago. By last year, I mean 2019. There was a third down and something that was just crazy. I'd have to look it back up. I have it somewhere. But I digress. Three receivers to the left, one to the right here, and a whistle and a timeout taken by the Cardinals. And it will be a quick timeout, so we will take one as well. High school football continues after this on News Talk 1450 KFIG.
Do your life goals. Shouldn't your financial advisor take the time to get to know them? I do. I'm Dan Sprader, a Fond du Lac Edward Jones financial advisor. The most important goals I have are yours. That's why I take the time to understand your needs, and I can recommend personalized strategies with your goals in mind. Contact me at 923-3934. Making time to take the time. That's how Edward Jones makes sense of investing. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
News Talk 1450 KFIZ Sports. Our teams play here.
Welcome back to Gerke Field here in Stevens Point. Fond du Lac taking a timeout. Cardinals lead 21-0 on the Quest Interior scoreboard here in the second quarter. Fond du Lac facing a third and 26 from the 24-yard line. Back-to-back penalties pushing the Cardinals all the way back. And third and 26 here from their own 24 following the timeout. Three receivers left and one to the right. Allen the lone tailback. Wall Jasper going to look to throw. Wall Jasper rainbowing down the middle of the field. Got his man. It is caught. Tyler Colleen will go to the end zone. Touchdown, Fond du Lac. 76 yards. Tyler Colleen on a third and 26. Big playability, we tell you about it. I said it in the pregame show, it feels like this Cardinal team can score from anywhere on the field, and from a first and 31 to a third and 26, and the Cardinals convert the first down, and they get the touchdown 27-0 on the Quest Interior scoreboard. My goodness. Chevrolet, the extra point, up. And it's good. 9:01 to play here in this first half. Fonte 28, Stevens Point nothing on the Quest Interior scoreboard. High school football continues after this on KFIV.
Small town, huge flavors in the heart of Eden. Eden Meat Market and Catering. Serving your family with custom cuts of steaks, chops, and chicken from their full-service meat counter. Fire up the grill and enjoy Eden's lean sirloin burgers with mushroom and Swiss, or cheddar and bacon, or turn up the heat with Eden's jalapeno and pepper jack burgers. Weekly specials at EdenMeat.com. Eden Meat Market, taking you back to simpler times since 1890.
What do basketball, choir, drama club, and marching band all have in common? They're all high school activities that offer learning opportunities not necessarily found in the classroom. They take up just a fraction of a typical Wisconsin high school's budget, and they go a long way to giving young people the tools they need to thrive. High school activities, they're more than extracurricular. They're extra important, too. This message presented by the Wisconsin Interscholastic Athletic Association and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
1450 KFIZ Sports, the only game in town.
Third and 26. Scott Wall Jasper hits Tyler Colleen for a 76-yard touchdown. And and the Cardinals lead 28-0 on the Quest Interior scoreboard under 9 minutes to play before halftime here from Stevens Point. That big playability strikes again as the Cardinals, boy, look like they were dead in the water, look like a lost drive, like we said, a 1st and 31. And then they became a 2nd down and long, very long, and turned into a 3rd and 26. And while Jasper rainbowed it down the field to Tyler Colleen, he caught it and ran it all the way into the end zone for a touchdown. So the Cardinals extend their lead to 28-0. And a 1st and 10 now after the kickoff return for Stevens Point. They'll line up 3 receivers right and 1 to the left. Krzyzewski, the tailback, as he gets the handoff from Wierzynski. Krzyzewski's got room, left-hand side, 50. Krzyzewski cutting it back. Krzyzewski, 40, into Fond du Lac territory. A nice run to answer the Fond du Lac score. Krzyzewski with really Stevens Point's first big play of the game from the 26 to about the 38-yard line. So a nice run for Krzyzewski, and Stevens Point going to go quickly here. 1 receiver left and 3 to the right. Wierzynski pass near side. Pass is caught, getting across the 35 and stretching forward across the 30. Nice catch there by Quinton Martin, the junior. And it will be a 2nd down and short coming up for Stevens Point. So Martin with a nice play there to get Stevens Point even further into Cardinal territory. 2nd and 2 from the Cardinal 30. 3 receivers to the left and the gain of 8 by Martin. Krzyzewski standing next to Wierzynski. Wierzynski hands it off to Krzyzewski, going up the middle, gets back to the 30. And that's the line of scrimmage, so it'll be a 3rd down and 2 coming up. All Jasper coming up to make the stop. No gain in a 3rd and 2 for Stevens Point. 8 minutes on the button left before halftime. Bondi leading 28-0. 3rd and 2 for the Cardinal 30 for Stevens Point. 1 receiver on either side. Krzyzewski behind Wierzynski. Wierzynski taking the snap, handing Krzyzewski. Steams ahead and gets across the 25, inside the 25, down to the 23. And that is a 1st down for Stevens Point. Raylan Allen in there to make the tackle for Fondi. 1st and 10, Stevens Point, down to the Cardinal 24. So Stevens Point, easily their best drive of the game, better than the first drive, which ended in an interception. Cardinals looking to turn them away here. Hand off, Krzyzewski going straight ahead and gets down to about the 20, and it will be 2nd down. In about 3 there. 2nd and 7 from the 21, the official spot for Stevens Point. Under 7 to play, Fondi 28 and Stevens Point nothing. Second and 7 from the 21, knocking on the door of the red zone for Fond du Lac. Krzyzewski and Rochek behind quarterback Wierzynski. Wierzynski looking, throwing back to Krzyzewski, and he'll get stuffed in the backfield. He's going nowhere. A couple different Cardinals came in there to make the play. Wierzynski throwing it back across the field to the far side to Krzyzewski. And Vandeslund in there to make the stop. So it is a 3rd and 10 for Stevens Point. 3rd and 10 back to the Cardinal 24. 6 minutes left in the first half. Pawnee 28, Stevens Point nothing. 2 receivers right and 1 to the left. Krzyzewski next to Wierzynski. Wierzynski rolling out. Pressure coming. And he throws it down into the turf. Ball is loose. And probably an incomplete pass, but I would assume that would be close to intentional grounding. He was in the clutches of a defender. I think that was Logan Graff there, but regardless of who it was, Wierzynski just threw it forward. An No, there is a flag out. I would assume this is intentional grounding. He just threw it forward, trying to evade the sack, avoid the lost yardage, and it is intentional grounding for Stevens Point. Stevens Point fans do not like that. You can hear the little boos coming from in front of us here. So it is fourth down now for Stevens Point. Fourth down and the ball spotted at the Cardinals 33. Fourth and 19 from the 33. First down yardage is at the 13 of Fond du Lac. Stevens Point going out to go for it here. Dillingham coming across the formation here. Wroczynski calling out the signals here. Wroczynski going to drop back. Wroczynski, pressure coming, and throws, and the pass incomplete, and Stevens Point will turn it over on downs. So the best drive of the game set up by the long run by Kerchewski, goes for naught for Stevens Point, as the 4th and 19 play is an incomplete pass, and the Cardinals will get it back leading 28-0 with 5:38 to play before halftime on that Quest Interior scoreboard here from Stevens Point. Cardinals coming out here. Monty coming in with two receivers left, one to the right. Empty backfield here for Wall Jasper. Wall Jasper, four wide receivers set here, two receivers either side. Wall Jasper looking, throwing, cross the middle, pass is dropped. David MacArthur dropping the pass there. Incomplete, second and 10 from their own 33. Right in his hands, MacArthur's got to catch that one. 5:33 left to play in the first half. The Cardinals leading 28-0 on the Quest Interior scoreboard. Second and 10 here from their own 33. In the second quarter of action. One receiver on either side, Allen the tailback, behind Wall Jasper. Here's the handoff to Allen. Allen cutting near side. Allen gets slammed back by a couple defenders. He'll get brought down. Three or four, maybe five different Panthers came in there to bring him down. And on the play, they'll give him about two, so a third and eight up to the 35. Approaching 5 minutes left to play here before halftime on the Quest Interior scoreboard. And Thoddy leading 28-0. One receiver on either side for the Cardinals here. Wall Jasper. Allen next to him. Wall Jasper pump fakes. Wall Jasper looking, throwing downfield, and incomplete. Intended for Tyler Killeen along the far sideline there. It'll be fourth and eight. Wall Jasper, some pressure was coming. He had to hurry his throw. I don't see. It was looking where he was through the football, but I think some pressure got to him, maybe hit him as he threw. But regardless, the Cardinals will have to punt for the first time tonight. 4:37 left to play in this first half. Kick is away. Nice punt by Wagner Lang, and it goes out of bounds right around the 40-yard line or so of Stevens Point. That's where the Panthers will start, first down and 10. 4:29 left to play in this first half. Fondy leading 28-0 over the Panthers on the West Interior scoreboard. Cardinals getting touchdown runs from Raylan Allen and Kyle Wall Jasper. Recap the scoring plays at halftime. Then the 76-yard touchdown pass from Wall Jasper to Tyler Killeen on a third down and 26 to make it 28-0. So Stevens Point forcing the Fondy punt. First and 10 from the 38-yard line. three receivers to the left, one to the right. Krzyzewski, the lone tailback. Rosinski looking, throwing, passes caught out of the backfield. And that is Krzyzewski. Krzyzewski gets up to midfield. That'll be enough for a Stevens Point first down. First and 10 right from midfield for Stevens Point. First and 10 for Spash here with three receivers right, one to the left. One man in the backfield. Rosinski taking the snap. Rosinski rolling out. Rosinski pass caught out of the backfield. Inside Cardinal territory down to the 37. That's Quinton Martin on the reception. And they got another first down into Cardinal territory, like we said, inside the 40 and down to about the 37 or so. First and 10 from the 37 for Stevens Point. So another nice drive here for Stevens Point. Last one ended in a turnover on downs. Their first drive of the game ended in an interception by Nails for Fond du Lac. And with 4 minutes to play, they have a first and 10 from the Cardinal 37. Three receivers left and one to the right. One man to the backfield. Well, that man shifts to his right-hand side. Rosinski looking, throwing, pass caught out of the backfield. And another first down for Stevens Point. That is Krzyzewski again getting the first down yardage. And very close to it, actually. Not quite a first down. Second down and very short coming up. Second down and one at the Fondy 28. 3:20 left to play in the first half. Stevens Point with a second down and short. Three receivers to the right, one to the left. One man to the backfield. And here's the handoff. Little misdirection here. Trying to spin out of a tackle and getting pretty much nothing there is Joe Pecor, the senior running back. Looks like he lost a yard on the play, so it'll be a third and two from the Cardinal 29 here for Stevens Point. First down yardage is at the 27-ish of Fond du Lac. One receiver either side. One man to the backfield behind the quarterback, Rosinski. Here's the handoff to him, powering ahead. And first down yardage for Stevens Point inside the 25 for Stevens Point. That's Larson Lewis who gets the first down for Stevens Point. Nice play by Lewis. Move the sticks. First and 10 with the ball spotted at the Cardinals 22. 2:16 left to play before halftime. First and 10 from the Fondy 22 for Stevens Point. And a whistle here and a timeout taken by the Cardinals with 2:12 left to play here on the Quest Interior scoreboard before halftime. Fondy leads 28-0.
Think you can't afford life insurance? Think again. You might be surprised how affordable it can be. 80% of Americans overestimate the cost of life insurance. Maybe it's time to swap out a few small expenses for some big peace of mind. Life insurance can protect what matters the most, and it's the right thing to do. Let's talk today. For details, contact me, Tim Cruz, at American Family Insurance at 920-921-7424 or stop by my office at 218 North Seymour Street in Fond du Lac today.
American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
American Family Insurance.
News Talk 1450 KFIZ Sports, the only game in town.
Right back here from Gerke Field in Stevens Point. 2 minutes and change left before halftime here from Stevens Point as the Fond du Lac Cardinals lead Stevens Point 28-0 on the Quest Interior scoreboard. But Stevens Point does have a first and 10 from the 22. One receiver on either side. Here's the handoff coming left-hand side and surging forward across the 20, inside the 20, down to about the 17 is Lewis for Stevens Point. Nice run by Larson Lewis. Lewis, the 5'11 senior for Stevens Point, makes it a second down. Nice run on first down. Second down, ball spotted inside the 20 at about the 17. Second and 5 from the 17. Lewis still the tailback here. One receiver either side. They'll fake the handoff to him. Wierzynski looking near side. Pass is incomplete. Almost a one-handed catch made there by Raychek. Raychek with the incomplete pass. Almost had to make a make a nice catch there. But the incomplete third and 5 from the 17. 93 seconds left before halftime. And a third and 5 from the Fadi 17. For Stevens Point. Smash looking to add a score here before halftime. One receiver on either side. Larson Lewis, the tailback again. And here's the fake handoff to him. Wierzynski looking. Wierzynski throwing down the middle. Pass over the head of the intended receiver. Nice play there. Braylon Allen in the end zone there. Tommy Droner, the intended receiver. It's incomplete. Fourth and 5 coming up. It looks like Spash will try to get the touchdown here. Wierzynski still out there on the field. Fourth and 5 from the Cardinals 17. Minute 26 left before halftime. The lineup, three receivers to the right-hand side and one receiver to the left. Lewis, the tailback. Now he inches up towards Wierzynski on his right-hand side. Wierzynski takes the snap, rolls out, looks, throws to the end zone, incomplete. And intended in the end zone for the tight end Zadroik. It's incomplete, and the Cardinals turn him over on downs for the second straight drive. And Fondi will get the ball back with a minute 20 left to play in the half, leading 28-0 on the Quest Interior scoreboard. They'll have a first and 10 from their own 17. 83 yards away from Pater. Fondi coming out here with three receivers to the left. One receiver to the right. Allen, the lone tailback, to the right of Wall Jasper. Wall Jasper looking, throwing, pass complete. That's Colleen. Colleen makes a man miss, gets across the 25 and close to first down yardage. Out of bounds right about the 25 or so. Second and short coming up. Second and 2, the official down and distance. Carrier, the defender, made the stop play. Second and 2 from the 25. Four wide set, three to the left, one to the right. One man in the backfield, that's Allen. Here's the pitch to Allen, out of the backfield. Allen cutting it back. Allen in the wide open space across midfield, 45. Allen still going. Braylon Allen finally brought down inside the 40 of Stevens Point. Nice run by Braylon Allen on a second and 2. The pitch to Allen weaves his way through the defenders all the way down to the Stevens Point 37 with under a minute to play. First and 10 for the Panther 37. Two receivers right, two to the left. Empty backfield for Wall Jasper. Wall Jasper looking, throwing, pass is caught. That's Colleen. And pass is complete. Short pass play. Clock continues to roll. A gain of 5. Second and 5 from the 32. 30 seconds left to play in the first half. Second and 5 from the 32. Two receivers left and one to the right. One man in the backfield. Pass. Or Wall Jasper back to pass. Wall Jasper evades the defenders. Cuts it back along the far sideline and gets shoved out of bounds. Wall Jasper. Should be enough for a first down there. Raychek with the stop for Stevens Point. Pressure was coming hot and heavy for him. And he evades the sack, gets down the far sideline, moves the sticks, most importantly. And a first and 10. Ball spotted at the Stevens Point 22, 12 seconds to play before halftime. Two receivers on either side. And a timeout taken here by Stevens Point with 12 seconds left to play before halftime. Cardinals looking to add on another score here going into the break, leading 28-0 on the West Interior scoreboard. Again, we'll recap the scoring at halftime here coming up. We'll take a look at the other scores we could find for you from around the area. Keep you up to date on the broadcast schedule for the weekend in the coming weeks. Lonnie leading 28-0 here, dominating Stevens Point. On the Quest Interior scoreboard here this evening from Stevens Point. Also here from Bill Scott, sports update coming up, and the CBS Sports Brief, a look at sports headlines from the world of sports coming up here at halftime, too. We'll have that for you here in just a few minutes. Cardinals facing a 1st and 10 from the 22-yard line. Taking a timeout was Stevens Point here. Trailing 28-0 with 11 seconds left to play before halftime. Two receivers either side. Nobody in the backfield, Wall Jasper taking the snap. Wall Jasper's got to throw quickly. Throwing near side, pass is caught. Getting brought down inbounds is MacArthur, and the Cardinals will take a timeout with 4 seconds left to play before halftime. Droner making the stop as MacArthur makes the catch. It'll be a second down and four from the 16. So Chevrolet will try Chevrolet here. They're actually going to add 4 seconds back on the clock. Seven seconds left in the first half instead of three. Second and four from the 16 with 7 seconds left. So they will try an extra point here, or a field goal, It should be about a 33-yard field goal from the 16-yard line for Justin Chevrolet. Chevrolet, kick on the way, kick is up, and the kick is good with 2 seconds left, and the Cardinals take a 31-0 lead on the Quest Interior scoreboard. Still 2 seconds left to play before the first half comes to an end. And the Cardinals will lead here 31-0 going into the break, barring some sort of crazy return here at the ensuing kickoff. The Cardinals have dominated this first half, driving down the field and getting the touchdown, getting multiple touchdowns, I should say. Touchdown on the first drive of the game. Second play of the game, in fact, off the turnover. 66-yard run. It's been all Cardinals since then. Stevens Point had a couple of nice drives back-to-back, but both ending on turnovers on downs. And the first drive was, like we mentioned, an interception by Nails for Fondi. So it is 31-0 Fond du Lac here as we get back here to Gerke Field. Keep it here, obviously, as we're going to our halftime break here in just a moment. So no sense to do an NFL on Fox and send you to a break and then come right back and take a break again. Short kick here for Chevrolet. It will roll, and it will go out of bounds. So a kickoff out of bounds procedure penalty on Fondi here. Ball will be spotted at the 35 for Stevens Point. Our score again. They're actually going to re-kick it here. So we'll take the penalty here. So Fond du Lac will re-kick. We'll have to kick from their own 35 here. seconds left to play before halftime here at Gerke Field. And what Chevrolet is trying to do is keep the kickoff in bounds so the clock would run out, but his kick went out of bounds, so we get to re-kick it here. Here it is. Kick is away, and it will be fielded at about the 35. Going up the middle, getting across the 40 to about the 43 is the return man for Stevens Point. And that is how the first half will come to an end with our score. Fond du Lac 31 and Stevens Point nothing here from Gerke Field in Stevens Point. Here in two of the Taco Bell halftime show here on Newstalk 1450 KFIZ. Stop by one of your two Taco Bell locations on East and West Johnson Street in Fond du Lac. Make the night memorable before, during, and after the game at Live Mas with Taco Bell. Coming up here in just a bit, we'll have the WIS Sports Bill Scott Sports Update coming up here in just a bit. We'll also come back and recap the first half of action. We'll hear the CBS Sports Brief as well. That and more coming up here on Newstalk 1450 KFIZ. But the score on our Quest Interior scoreboard here at the break, Fondy 31 and Stevens Point nothing. More high school football, including the halftime show coming up here on Newstalk 1450.
At Irsek Heating, we are all excited for sunshine and warmer temperatures, and we want to do whatever it takes to ensure you're not caught in the heat of summer with no AC. Before the blazing temps hit, let our technicians clean and inspect your AC to ensure it's performing at its best when you need it most. Our NATE-certified technicians bring the right tools, expert knowledge, and Bryant's high-quality products right to your door. For AC maintenance, service, and installation in the Fond du Lac area, call 924-6742 and 239-4307 for our Ripon office.
Do your life goals. Shouldn't your financial advisor take the time to get to know them? I do. I'm Dan Sprader, a Fond du Lac Edward Jones financial advisor. The most important goals I have are yours. That's why I take the time to understand your needs, and I can recommend personalized strategies with your goals in mind. Contact me at 923-3934. Making time to take the time. That's how Edward Jones makes sense of investing. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
I love your new countertops.
Thanks. I do too. It's Quartz from Quest Interiors.
Quest Interiors does countertops?
Yep. They have an awesome selection of Quartz countertops on display right in their showroom. You just choose the style and color you want from their Power By selection, and Quest Interiors does the rest.
Wow. Sounds easy to me.
And the best part is, because they fabricate their own countertops, they saved us a lot of money.
Get Quartz countertops for less at Quest Interiors, Fond du Lac, and Oshkosh.
Justin Rose shot an even par 72 and is in the clubhouse with a two-shot lead after two rounds of the Masters at Augusta. I'm Bill Scott with Sports. Mark Leishman and Jordan Spieth are two shots off the lead, six other golfers within three shots of the leader. The Bucks look to get back in the winning track when they host the Charlotte Hornets at Fiserv Forum tonight. Bucks went 3-3 on their six-game road trip after last night's 15-point loss at Dallas. Brewers get the day off today following their 3-1 setback to the Cardinals in St. Louis in that series opener yesterday. Series resumes tomorrow with Adrian Hauser taking the mound for the Crew. College hockey's Hobie Baker Award winner will be announced tonight at the Final Four in Pittsburgh. Former Badger star Cole Caulfield, one of three finalists, and is considered to be the favorite. UMass and St. Cloud State will play for the NCAA title tomorrow night. UMass beat defending champion Minnesota Duluth 3-2 in overtime in last night's semifinals, while St. Cloud State got by Minnesota State 5-4. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Smart shoppers will tell you they found it on HiBid.com. HiBid.com lets you explore thousands of auctions across the U.S. and around the world. You'll find gold coins, sporting goods, classic cars, collectible toys, fine jewelry, household items, and sports memorabilia autographed by the greats. HiBid.com has hundreds of thousands of items for sale every day. It's easy to search and easy to find auctions in your area. Just go to HiBid.com. That's HiBid.com. And see what everyone is talking about.
They say singing can help you remember things, so here's some tips for parents out there during these tough times.
Number one,
make sure your kids wash their hands for 20 seconds after they've coughed or sneezed or been outside.
Two,
virtual play dates, social and physical distancing can help save lives.
Three,
tell them they're safe and show your love and pride. Yes, we'll get through this together. Find out more at coronavirus.gov. A message from the CDC and the Ad Council.
There's no...
nothing worse than overhype. So we won't go overboard telling you how Taco Bell's Quesalupa is back with its cheese-stuffed shell. We'll skip the Quesalupa air shows and making a statue in honor of how there's cheese in every bite.
Marvelous.
And we won't send one to the moon.
Quesalupa has landed.
Instead, we'll pass on all the fanfare and just tell you, Taco Bell's Quesalupa has returned, and we think you'll like it. At participating locations for a limited time.
News Talk 1450 KFIZ Sports. Our teams play here.
Back to Turkey Field here at Stevens Point as we bring you high school football action here on News Talk 1450 KFIZ. And at the half from Gerke Field here in Stevens Point, the Fondy Cardinals lead the Stevens Point Panthers by a score of 31-0 on the Quest Interior scoreboard here this evening. Fond du Lac in the contest. Let's run through the scoring plays here. Before we do that, let's tell you halftime show once again. As you know, brought to you by Taco Bell. Locations on East and West Johnson Street in Fond du Lac. Make the night memorable before, during, and after the game, and Liv Moss with Taco Bell. Cardinals would score first in the contest. Fondy with a 66-yard touchdown run from Kyle Waljasper. That was after an interception by the Cardinals on the first drive of the game for Stevens Point. That interception for Fondy was by Caleb Nails off the quarterback Riley Warzynski. And Kyle Waljasper, two plays later, would turn it into a 66-yard touchdown run with 8:08 left to play in the first quarter. Fond du Lac would lead 7-0 over Stevens Point. Cardinals would force a punt, and then a short time later, Fond du Lac would get the first touchdown run of the evening from Braylon Allen, this one from 21 yards out. And with 6:13 left to play in the first quarter, it was Fondy 14 and Stevens Point nothing. That was the score at the end of the first quarter. And to start the second quarter, Fond du Lac would add another touchdown run from Braylon Allen. This one a 13-yard touchdown run to make it 21-0 with 11:23 left to play in the second quarter. Cardinals were up by three scores after the 13-yard run from Braylon Allen. Then Cardinals would have a drive that was marred by penalties. In fact, the first two penalties of the game were on back-to-back plays. 15-yard penalty on the Cardinals made it a first and long, and then another penalty made it a first and 31. While the Cardinals would convert a shorter down, make it a third down and 26 after a couple of short plays. And on that third and 26, the Cardinals would get a 76-yard touchdown pass from Kyle Waljasper to Tyler Colleen. And with that 76-yard touchdown pass with 9:01 to play in the second quarter, it was Fond du Lac 28 and Stevens Point nothing. Cardinals would drive down to the Stevens Point 16 and a short field goal from Justin Shetrell with just seconds to play in the first half. And that led to our halftime score of 31-0 on the Quest Interior scoreboard here this evening. Cardinals in the first half, total yardage outgaining Stevens Point 329-146. Cardinals with 212 yards rushing on the ground, 117 yards passing. Meanwhile, for Stevens Point, 97 yards rushing. And for Stevens Point, 58 yards passing. Actually, make that 88 yards rushing and 58 yards passing. Looking at the wrong column there for Stevens Point. So 329-146. And possession time, Stevens Point holding that advantage. Obviously, looking at the scoreboard, that stat would be misleading. 15 minutes and 15 seconds unofficially to 8 minutes and 45 seconds for the Cardinals. But 329-146 outgaining the Stevens Point is Fond du Lac here this evening. Stats being given to us here at the half. Cardinals getting the passing department. Kyle Waljasper is 8 of 12 for 117 yards and a touchdown. Braylon Allen, 7 carries, 100 yards rushing, and 2 scores this evening. And then Waljasper with the 1 score as well. 5 carries, 112 yards, and the score on the ground for Kyle Waljasper. For Stevens Point, Riley Warzynski, 7 of 20 for 58 yards, a long of 13. He's been sacked once, and he has one interception. Cole Kruczewski, the bright spot of the day. He has 14 carries for 85 yards, averaging about 6 yards a carry, and his long was that 36-yard run. Of course, the drive for that Stevens Point ended on a turnover on downs. Last two drives for the Panthers ended on a turnover on downs, but that long run of 36 was really the offensive highlight of the evening for Stevens Point, who trails Fond du Lac here this evening by a score of 31-0 on the Quest Interiors scoreboard here at halftime. We will take a quick timeout. We'll hear the CBS Sports Brief coming up here in just a moment, and we'll be back with more of our halftime programming here on News Talk 1450 KFIZ.
Baker Cheese, the pioneer of string cheese, is one of the largest standalone string cheese operations in the country, partnering with excellent local farmers so that in less than 48 hours from the time the milk leaves the farms, Baker's all-natural string cheese is ready for your enjoyment. Celebrating over 100 years of exceptional quality, visit the Baker Cheese Store on County Road G in St. Cloud or call 477-7111, 477-7111 to place your order. Baker Cheese, freshest in every bite.
CBS Sports Brief. The 85th Masters continues with first-round leader Justin Rose hitting the Augusta National course for the second round in one of today's featured groups. Cheers from fans as heard on the Masters on CBS as Rose hits the course. 30 groups will play today. Authorities are trying to figure out why former NFL player Philip Adams shot and killed a South Carolina doctor, his wife, two family members, and a repairman before taking his own life. Reports say the doctor had stopped providing Adams with medication. York County Sheriff Kevin Tolson would not confirm.
Again, I think I was asked, the first question I was asked, was there a doctor-patient relationship? We have no indication right now that there was a doctor-patient relationship between Dr. Leslie and Philip Adams.
And just a week into the baseball season, and already the first report of a pitcher's baseballs being investigated by the league. The Athletic is reporting that it's multiple balls from Dodgers pitcher Trevor Bauer start in Oakland on Wednesday. CBS Sports Brief, I'm Lisa Mateo.
What can give you a competitive edge in today's red-hot housing market? Rocket can. That's because Rocket Mortgage can give you a verified approval. It could help your offer stand out. Rocket Technology provides a rock-solid verification of your income, assets, and credit, giving sellers greater confidence in you. Go to rocketmortgage.com or call us today at 8338-ROCKET.
A verified approval is based on an underwriter's analysis of your individual financial information, appraisal, and title report. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states and MLSConsumerAccess.org, number 30.
It's been a trying year for parents. They've been confronted with countless challenges and have always risen to the occasion. If it isn't too much to ask, the 180,000 high school student athletes in Wisconsin have one last request.
Please set an example.
Disorderly fan conduct at high school athletic events is on the rise. It increasingly involves parents. There's no question that parents are passionate. There's no question they care about their children. But at a time when we're all wound a little more tightly than usual, it's worth remembering this about Wisconsin high school sports. Always be a good example. Stop unruly fan behavior before it starts.
This message presented by the Wisconsin Interscholastic Athletic Association and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
There's nothing worse than overhype, so we won't go overboard telling you how Taco Bell's quesalupa is back with its cheese-stuffed shell. We'll skip the quesalupa air shows and making a statue in honor of how there's cheese in every bite.
Marvelous.
And we won't send one to the moon.
The quesalupa has landed.
Instead, we'll pass on all the fanfare and just tell you, Taco Bell's quesalupa has returned, and we think you'll like it. At participating locations for a limited time.
1450 KFIZ Sports, the only game in town.
Right back here from Gerke Field and Stevens Point, getting set for second half action as the Cardinals lead Stevens Point 31-0 here on this Friday evening of high school sports action. You're in tune with the Taco Bell Halftime Show here on News Talk 1450 KFIZ. Other high school football action we see for you on the scoreboards this evening. You mentioned a couple doubleheaders going on here in the area with the Flyway Conference, of course, playing their doubleheaders this year Final score from over in Ripon, Laconia, winning a close one over Winnebago Lutheran, 13-9. 13-9, the Spartans vanquished the Vikings this evening. Did not get a final from the Lamira-Waupun game, but I did see Lamira was dominating that one. After one quarter, the Lions were up 33-0. Whoever was following that game on the Twitterverse did not finish tweeting the game, but safe to say Lamira was in control over Waupun through one quarter. We'll get an update for you, of course, once that game goes final. But looking at our broadcast schedule for the weekend, of course, Brewers heavy weekend this weekend. Brewers off tonight. Took the tough loss against St. Louis yesterday, but they are in action tomorrow afternoon and Sunday afternoon as well. Brewers and the St. Louis Cardinals from St. Louis, game two and three of the series, both 12:40 broadcast times from Stevens Point, or from St. Louis, pardon me, another ST. And there's Stevens, St. Louis for the Brewers and Cardinals this weekend. We'll also have the Bucks for you tomorrow, Sunday night, I should say, as the Bucks take on the Orlando Magic. Bucks are in action tonight. No broadcast tonight, though, because of our high school sports coverage. But the Bucks and the Charlotte Hornets from Fiserv Forum in Milwaukee. The matchup tonight, you can catch that one on your local TV channels. We'll have the radio coverage for the Bucks and the Magic coming up on Sunday evening right here on KFIZ. Brewers next week, and then next week the Cardinals take on Green Bay Preble from Keele High School again, so we'll be over there. Another nice evening for football, hopefully, next week. And that'll be the second-to-last regular season game of the 2021 spring season before that showdown against Bayport on the 30th, or on the 23rd, excuse me, and then the crossover games on the 30th and the 7th to wrap up the spring season, and then hopefully we're back to normal for the new season coming up in fall with what we're all expecting will hopefully happen next fall. But long way to go here yet. Still got a full second half to play here, and the Cardinals lead Stevens Point by a score of 31-0 on the Quest Interior scoreboard here this evening from Stevens Point. You've been listening to the Taco Bell Halftime Show here on KFIZ. Don't forget to stop at one of your two Taco Bell locations on East and West Johnson Street in Fond du Lac and make the night memorable before, during, and after the game. Liv Moss with Taco Bell. Take a quick time out. Back with the second half after this. News Talk 1450 KFI.
Think you can't afford life insurance? Think again. You might be surprised how affordable it can be. 80% of Americans overestimate the cost of life insurance. Maybe it's time to swap out a few small expenses for some big peace of mind. Life insurance can protect what matters the most, and it's the right thing to do. Let's talk today. For details, contact me, Tim Cruz, at American Family Insurance at 920-921-7424 or stop by my office at 218 North Seymour Street in Fond du Lac today.
American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin. 53783.
American Family Insurance.
Small town, huge flavors. In the heart of Eden. Eden Meat Market and Catering. Serving your family with custom cuts of steaks, chops, and chicken from their full-service meat counter. Time to fire up the grill and enjoy over 15 specialty brats, including the Grand Champion Maple Blueberry Baby Brats, Deluxe Pizza Brats, or Eden's new Hawaiian Brats. Weekly specials at EdenMeat.com. Eden Meat Market. Taking you back to simpler times since 1890.
News Talk 1450 KFIZ Sports. Our teams play here.
Welcome back to Gerke Field here in Stevens Point, getting it set for the second half of action as the Fondy Cardinals lead Stevens Point 31-0 on the Quest Interior scoreboard. Quest Interior's locations in Fond du Lac and Oshkosh. A lot of points for the Cardinals. Not a lot for Stevens Point on that Quest Interior scoreboard as we start here in this second half. Fondy will receive to start this second half. Cardinals will move from north to south, and Stevens Point from south to north. The way they're moving here from Stevens Point, still a little sliver of light showing in the northwestern sky, but the sun is pretty much completely set. Light's in full effect here at Gerke Field. With all the scores for you from the local area, KFIZ.com, later on this evening. Once we get back into town, we'll crank up the score machine and type away. In fact, the score machine's here with me. by score machine, I mean it's my trusty laptop. Score machine is limited on the road, though. Let's put it that way. 31-0 Cardinals as we get set for second half action. Braylon Allen, David MacArthur lined up back at the 10. Receive the kickoff here from Stevens Point. Panthers booted away. Short kick going to the far sideline. Received and returned and got up to the 40-yard line. And that's where the Cardinals will start first down and 10. 11:58 to play in the third quarter. They lead 31-0 here on the Quest Interior scoreboard as Wagner Lang gets the return up to about the 40. And that's where Fonte will start first and 10. First and 10 right from the 40 here for Fonte here. Leading 31-0. Adelak coming out here. One receiver out to the left. Allen the tailback. Wall Jasper. Got to follow Allen. Wall Jasper weaving through the defenders. 45, 50, 45, 40. Down the near sideline. Wall Jasper cuts back inside the 20, 10, 5. Touchdown. One play. The first play of the third quarter. The second week in a row. 60 yards. Kyle Wall Jasper. It's 37-0. Braylon Allen last week with the 70-yard touchdown on the first play of the third quarter. And Kyle Wall Jasper says, I'll give you the 70, I'll take 60. 37-0, Fonte. My goodness. Justin Chevrolet will try the extra point here. Kick on the way for Chevrolet, it's up. And it is good, and just 16 seconds into the second half, the Cardinals extend their lead 38-0. They lead Stevens Point on the Quest Interior scoreboard. More high school football after this on KFIV.
At Earside Heating, we are all excited for sunshine and warmer temperatures, and we want to do whatever it takes to ensure you're not caught in the heat of summer with no AC. Before the blazing temps hit, let our technicians clean and inspect your AC to ensure it's performing at its best when you need it most. Our NATE-certified technicians bring the right tools, expert knowledge, and Bryant's high-quality products right to your door. For AC maintenance, service, and installation in the Fond du Lac area, call 924-6742 and 239-4300. 307 for our Ripon office.
News Talk 1450 KFIZ Sports. Our teams play here.
44 to play. One play, 60 yards. First play of the third quarter. Kyle Wall Jasper with the 60-yard touchdown run. And Fond du Lac leads 38-0 over Stevens Point here from Gerke Field on that Quest Interior scoreboard. Braylon Allen, like we said, scored a 70-yard touchdown on the first play last week, first play of the third quarter against Nina. And Kyle Wall Jasper let his buddy keep the 70, but he took the 60, and this kickoff will bound through the end zone for a touchback, and that's where the Stevens Point players will let it roll out. First and 10 for Stevens Point from the 25-yard line. Make that first and 10 from the 20, excuse me, first and 10. First and 10 from the 20 for Stevens Point, trailing 38-0 on the Quest Interior scoreboard. Here from the third quarter, from Gerke Field. Clock is rolling here. Of course, the 35-point margin has been breached, so rolling clock here. One receiver on either side. Krzyzewski, the tailback, and Warzynski will turn and hand it to him. Goes up the middle. And a nice run for Krzyzewski. Maybe got about two in the play. It'll be second down. Give him one. Second and 9 from the 21. Actually, yeah, second and 9. Second and 9. Second and 8, actually, from the 22. Stevens Point, one receiver either side. Krzyzewski shifting to the right of Warzynski. Riley Warzynski takes the snap, looking, throwing, pass over the head of the intended receiver, Martin. It'll be third and 8 coming up. Third down and 8 from the 22, their own 22 for Stevens Point. Third down and 8 from the 22 here for Stevens Point. They'll line up three receivers out to the left and one to the right. One man in the backfield, Warzynski, rolling out, looking, throwing, pass is caught, and out of the backfield, nice play there. That's enough for a first down. First down there for Dillingham, Brady Dillingham, the senior receiver, on a third and 8, moves the sticks. And it'll be a first down for Stevens Point. Nails the one who shoved him out of bounds. Until he got the first down, though, for Stevens Point. Under 10 to play as the clock rolls with the running clock. 38-0, Cardinals lead. First and 10 from the Fadi 35. Three receivers to the right. Kurchevsky right next to Warzynski. A misdirection here. They'll hand to Kurchevsky going left side. Breaking through, and that should be another smash first down up across the 45. Nice play by Kurchevsky to get there. He's close to a first down, right across the marker. In fact, he's got it. That'll be a first down. First down. Up to the 46, first and 10 from the 46 for Stevens Point. 9:06 left to play in the third quarter. Three receivers to the right, none to the left with Kurchevsky out there. And that was the handoff to him, and he gets slammed back in the backfield. Nice tackle made by the Cardinals. Tyler Vandeslunt coming up and making the tackle. Kurchevsky tackled for a loss. Loss of 3, second and 13. Back to the 43-yard line. Their own 43 still with 8.5 to play, third quarter. Stevens Point coming out with three receivers right and one to the left. One man to the backfield. Kurchevsky coming up to the right-hand side of Warzynski. Warzynski taking the snap. Warzynski rolling out. He'll look. He'll throw. Pass is caught. And circling backwards is the wide receiver. He gets across the 50. And that is a nice catch there by Martin. Martin short of a first down, though. He's in Cardinal territory. Ball spotted at the Fond du Lac 48-yard line. And there is a hold called on Stevens Point. So hold the phone, my friends. It'll be going back for the Panthers here. So would have been a nice completion to Martin to make it a third down and fairly manageable for the Panthers. But the penalty moves it back. And it will be a second down and long here. The down marker. Second down all the way back to the 28, 27, second and 29 from the 27. Second and 29 from the 27 for Stevens Point. Warzynski takes the snap. Warzynski being chased, throws it, a little dump-off pass here to Kurchevsky, incomplete. Third and 29 coming up. Should take some photographic evidence here of this third and 29 that's coming up. Second and 29. And another penalty on Stevens Point here. Penalty is declined by the Cardinals, so it will be third and 29 indeed. 6:34 and counting left to play third quarter with Fondi leading 38-0. Third and 29 are down in distance here from their own 27 for Stevens Point. Three receivers right, one to the left, one man to the backfield. That's Kurchevsky as Warzynski rolls out. Warzynski being chased, throws downfield, intended for Zadroik, almost picked off by the Cardinals. Nice play there by Drew Miller. He almost had it, had to make a circus diving attempt into the Stevens Point sideline. And that will bring up a fourth and 29 for Stevens Point from their own 27. Panthers will have to punt here. 5:50 to play in this third quarter. Fondi leading 38-0 on the Quest interior scoreboard. Allen and MacArthur back at the 37, their own 37. receive this punt for Stevens Point. Kick is away. Going over toward MacArthur, he'll field it on the run at the 40. Cutting up to about midfield. He gets slammed out of bounds, and I think a face mask is going to be called here. MacArthur's head, you can see it kind of move in an abnormal direction over there on the far sideline. And I think it's going to be a 15-yard face mask here on Stevens Point on the return. Flag is thrown at the 48 of Spash. Personal foul, face mask on Stevens Point. Punt was returned to the 48 of Stevens Point. So that should be at about the 33 of Stevens Point here. First and 10 from the 33 with 4.5 to play. So, Cardinals will have the football here. As Wall Jasper takes the snap, he'll cut it out to the outside. Wall Jasper breaking free. Wall Jasper turns on the Jets. Touchdown, Cardinals! 33-yard touchdown run for Kyle Walljasper. It's 44-0. So the nice kickoff return to the 48, the 15-yard penalty. He says, I'm going to take it myself. Right-hand side, touchdown Kyle Walljasper. The Cardinals pouring it on here at Stevens Point. .414 to play here in the third quarter. Justin Shebra will try the extra point. Shebra, kick on the way. The kick is up, and the kick is good. 4:14 to play, third quarter. Fondi now leads Stevens Point 45-0 on the Quest Interior scoreboard. High school football continues after this on KMIV.
I love your new countertops.
Thanks. I do too. It's Quartz from Quest Interiors.
Quest Interiors does countertops?
Yep. They have an awesome selection of Quartz countertops on display right in their showroom. You just choose the style and color you want from their Power By selection, and Quest Interiors does the rest.
Wow. Sounds easy to me.
And the best part is, because they fabricate their own countertops, they saved us a lot of money.
Get Quartz countertops for less at Quest Interiors, Fond du Lac, and Oshkosh.
News Talk 1450 KFIZ Sports, the only game in town.
4:14 to play, third quarter. Kyle Walljasper with a 33-yard touchdown run to make it 45-0 in favor of the Cardinals here this evening as they pouring it on Stevens Point here from Gerke Field. On this April Friday evening here in central Wisconsin, Cardinals with the return, punt return up to the 48 by MacArthur. The face mask penalty made it a first down from the Spash 33, and one play later, Walljasper ran it in for a score. Kick returner is across the 25, cutting near side 40, 45, 50, and shoved out of bounds. Nice return there by Dillingham. Nice return there by Dillingham. The tackle made by Fond du Lac there. That was Ethan Wagner-Lang with the tackle. And did I see a flag come out? I did. There is a flag at the 41. Official pointing in the direction of Stevens Point, although I'm not sure. Probably a block in the back on the Panthers here is what the call will likely be. It is on Stevens Point. So with that, the nice return by Dillingham will be cut back a little bit here. First down will be at the 44? 44. First down and 10 from the 43. Their own 43 for Stevens Point here. 3 minutes to play. Third quarter, three receivers left and one to the right. Brzezinski with Kerchewski in the backfield. Hand off to Kerchewski, cutting it back to the middle, trying to get up to the 45, and he gets stopped. Actually, that's Pecor, my mistake. Pecor 33. gain of one, a second and nine with 2.5 to play here in this third quarter. Vani leading 45-0 on the Quest interior scoreboard. Three receivers left and one to the right here, one man to the backfield. That's Pecor, the ball carrier here. Wierzynski looking to throw. Wierzynski, pressure coming, evades the rush. He'll look, he'll throw, and the pass is caught. Nice play, and a nice catch along the near sideline here for Martin. And that'll be enough for a first down for Stevens Point. Nice job by Wierzynski to find him. Found him outside the number, near the or inside the 40, excuse me, down to the 39 of Fond du Lac. Nice positive play there. Cardinals were encroaching on him as Wierzynski had to make that happen, and he did with a minute 40 left to play. It'll be a first and 10 from the Fond du Lac 39 for Stevens Point. One receiver either side, one man to the backfield. That is Krzyzewski. Wierzynski makes the handoff to him. On the play action, evades the rusher there. Wierzynski throwing across the middle, and the pass is caught again. That's Martin again. Nice play by Martin. And now they're saying it's incomplete. Okay, Martin's upset. Martin kind of jumped up and said, what? And it's incomplete. Martin's not happy with that. But it's an incompletion, second and 10 from the Fond du Lac 39 for Stevens Point. Another great attempt by Martin. Would have been a fantastic catch again. But it is not how it works, or not the not what it's going to happen this time for Stevens Point. One receiver either side. And handoff here, Krzyzewski cutting left side, breaking a tackle, getting across the 25, getting to the outside, and getting a first down for Stevens Point. Inside the 30. Getting it out to the far sideline for Krzyzewski. That'll be enough for a first down for Stevens Point. First down and 10 from the Fondy 26. First and 10 from the 26. 15 seconds and counting left to play here in the third. And Stevens Point going to hurry. Well, they're going to kind of walk up to the line here with 7. 5, 4, 3, 2, and that will be how the third quarter comes to an end with the team switching sides. We are through three quarters here from Gerke Field and Stevens Point. All Cardinals here this evening as Fond du Lac leads 45-0 on the Quest interior scoreboard. High school football continues after this on KMI.
Small town, huge flavors. In the heart of Eden. Eden Meat Market and Catering. Serving your family with custom cuts of steaks, chops, and chicken from their full-service meat counter. Time to fire up the grill and enjoy over 15 specialty brats, including the Grand Champion Maple Blueberry Baby Brats, Deluxe Pizza Brats, or Eden's new Hawaiian Brats. Weekly specials at EdenMeat.com. Eden Meat Market. Taking you back to simple times since 1890.
News Talk 1450 KFIZ Sports. Our teams play here.
Back here to Gerke Field is jump around plays for the Stevens Point faithful. Not too many people jumping around down there. But the Stevens Point football team looking to give their fans something to jump around about as they have a first and 10 of the Fond du Lac 26, trailing 45-0 as we start this fourth quarter. Wierzynski will hand it here. This is Pecor. Pecor cuts it back to the left-hand side, gets tries to get down to the 25. Did the ball come out there? And they're going to say the Panthers got it back, so it will be a second down. Second down here for Stevens Point. Inside Cardinal territory. Second down here, trailing 45-0 with that clock ticking away. 11:30 left to play in the game on the Quest interior scoreboard. No gain on the play, second and 10 from the 26. Three receivers out to the right-hand side. One to the left. Krzyzewski, the tailback. Wierzynski going to roll out to his right. Wierzynski looking, throwing, pass is caught, bouncing off a defender. Is Dillingham. Nice play there for Stevens Point. Got down to about the 20. passed by Warzynski to find him, and then Dillingham would have been brought down almost instantly, but he bounced off a defender and kept going. Gain of 6 for a 3rd and 4 down to the 20 with 10:46 and counting left to play in this fourth quarter. 3rd and 4 from the Cardinal 20. Stevens Point right on the cusp of the red zone here. Two receivers right and one to the left. And a whistle at a timeout here for Stevens Point with 10:31 left to play in the contest here from Gerke Field. We'll take a quick timeout back after this on News Talk 1450.
Baker Cheese, the pioneer of string cheese, is one of the largest standalone string cheese operations in the country, partnering with excellent local farmers so that in less than 48 hours from the time the milk leaves the farms, Baker's all-natural string cheese is ready for your enjoyment. Celebrating over 100 years of exceptional quality, visit the Baker Cheese store on County Road G in St. Cloud or call 477-7111. 477-7111 to place your order. Baker Cheese, freshest in every bite.
News Talk 1450 KFIZ Sports, the only game in town.
Resuming action here in the fourth quarter at Gerke Field and Stevens Point. Fond du Lac leading on the Quest Interior scoreboard 45-0. Stevens Point, though, with a 3rd and 4 from the Cardinal 20 with 10:31 left to play in the game. Three receivers out to the left, one to the right. One man in the backfield. It's Pecor next to Warzynski. Take the handoff to him. Warzynski rolling out. Warzynski looking, throwing. Pass is incomplete. A couple of receivers in the area. The near corner, near the end zone. That'll bring up 4th down and 4 here for Stevens Point. Vitalak still winning the yards game here. 422 total yards of offense in the contest to 200 for Stevens Point. All Jasper up to 205 yards rushing and the 3 scores for Fonte after the third quarter. 9:50 left to play. 4th and 4 from the Cardinal 20. One receiver either side. One man in the backfield is Warzynski. Calls out the signals. Warzynski looking, throwing, across the middle. Pass incomplete. Just dropped by the receiver. That's Dillingham. And Stevens Point will turn it over on downs after another drive into Cardinal territory. And it will net them absolutely nothing. At least the third drive of this game where they've had nice drives into Cardinal territory and turned it over on downs. First drive ended in an interception for Stevens Point. And it will be 1st and 10 for the Cardinals. 1st and 10 at their own 20. And this will be Steven Schreider in a quarterback. Handoff here to Braden Eigenbrot. First down run for the run by Eigenbrunt. 2nd down and 5 after the run for 5 yards. 8:30 left to play in the game. Fonte 45, Stevens Point nothing. One receiver on either side. One man in the backfield. This is Schreider. Schreider going to take it himself. Going far sideline. A nice run out toward the far sideline there. Or that's Wagner Lang, pardon me, Ethan Wagner Lang. Numbers very close to each other. Wagner Lang, number 8, Schreider wearing number 9. So numbers right next to each other, and you're running on the far sideline, even with binoculars, tough to see. 7:50 and counting, 1st and 10 up to the 31, their own 31. One receiver either side here, handoff. This is Eigenbrot coming ahead, and he will get maybe one on the play. 2nd down here. Rochek makes the stop for Stevens Point. Gain of 1 for Eigenbrot. 2nd down and 9 from the 32. Two receivers out to the near side. One man to the backfield. They bring that man across the formation. Schrider looking, throwing, pass is caught near side, getting up across the 40. And a nice play there. Pass is caught by Wagner Lang there. First and 10 up to the 43. First and 10 for the Cardinals. 6:44 and counting left to play. Cardinals leading 45-0 on the Quest Interior scoreboard. One receiver on either side. One man in the backfield. Hand off. Eigenbrot going ahead. And he gets up to about the 45. So maybe a gain of two. It'll be a second and 8 coming up. Second and 9 from the 44 here with 6:10 to play in the game. And our score 45-0 in favor of the Cardinals. Salt this one away. Game coming up with Green Bay Preble next week and then a showdown with Bayport. Should be a fantastic one coming up in 2 weeks. Body coming out, one receiver on either side to bring the man across the formation here. And this is Wagner Lang. Wagner Lang coming. Wagner Lang still going across the 40 and inside the 40 down to about the 38. Ethan Wagner Lang with a nice run. That'll be enough for Afadi first down. 5.5 to play in the contest here this evening. Afadi leading 45-0. 39-yard line of Stevens Point after the run by Wagner Lang. First and 10 from the 39. Hand off by Schrider going ahead to running back here. 82, ball carrier there for Fadi. Number 82. Do not have an 82 on my roster here. Number change we're not made aware of here, but it's a gain of 1, second and 9 with 4:40 left to play. And comes in motion. Schrider looking to throw with pressure coming. Schrider will get roped down for a sack. Nice play there by the defensive back for Stevens Point coming in and making the tackle. T.J. Sherrill, the man with a sack there. It'll be a third down and very long for Fond du Lac here, third and 23. Third and Plover for the Cardinals here. Or third and Amherst. What do you want it to be? I think you're Central Wisconsin City. No offense to the folks in Plover. I like Amherst a little bit better. Third and 23 for the 48 now, their own 48 after the sack by Sherrill. And a whistle here. And a timeout taken by Fond du Lac with 3:49 left to play in the game on the Quest Interior scoreboard. Cardinals leading 45-0 here this evening. We'll take a quick timeout back after this on News Talk 1450.
At Earside Heating, we are all excited for sunshine and warmer temperatures, and we want to do whatever it takes to ensure you're not caught in the heat of summer with no AC. Before the blazing temps hit, let our technicians clean and inspect your AC to ensure it's performing at its best when you need it most. Our NATE-certified technicians bring the right tools, expert knowledge, and Bryant's high-quality products right to your door. For AC maintenance, service, and installation in the Fond du Lac area, call 924-6742 and 239-4307 for our Ripon office.
News Talk 1450 KFIZ Sports, the only game in town.
Under 4 minutes to play in this one. Fond du Lac dominating Stevens Point, cruising to that 3-0 record with a 45-0 lead here in the fourth quarter. Third down and very long here for the Cardinals. A third and 23, all the way back to their 48 after the sack of Schrider pushed him all the way back. First down yardage all the way to the 30 here would be. Hand off. And a nice run there. Getting back down to the 40 is Steigenbrot. Getting down to the 41 or so. Still a long ways away from a first down. So it'll be fourth down and probably about 13 here. Fourth and 14, the official down and distance with ball spotted at the 43, back into Stevens Point territory here for the Panthers. Fourth and 14 here. Cardinals will be going for it here on a fourth and long. Schreider looking. Schreider going to look to throw. Throwing downfield. Got a man wide open. And inside the five, falling down. Nice play there by the Cardinals to convert the pass all the way down there to the five-yard line. First and goal from the five, so how about that? Man got behind the defender. And here's the handoff here. Going ahead to about the 3 yard line is Eigenbrook. Second down and goal from the three. With 2:10 left to play in the game. Nice pass play all the way down. It was Herbeck who made the catch there. I'm not quite sure. I didn't see the number on the catch, but here's the handoff going straight ahead and plunging forward, getting toward the end zone and in. Touchdown, Cardinals. Eigenbrot for the short touchdown, and it is 51-0 funny. Justin Chevrolet on for the extra point here with a minute 56 to play for the game. Chevrolet will be on to try the extra point here. Kick is on the way. It's up and good with a minute 56 left to play in the game. Fondelec 52, Stevens Point nothing on the Quest Interior scoreboard. We're after this here on Newstalk 1450.
Think you can't afford life insurance? Think again. You might be surprised how affordable it can be. 80% of Americans overestimate the cost of life insurance. Maybe it's time to swap out a few small expenses for some big peace of mind. Life insurance can protect what matters the most, and it's the right thing to do. Let's talk today. For details, contact me, Tim Cruz, at American Family Insurance at 920-921-7424 or stop by my office at 218 North Seymour Street in Fond du Lac today.
American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin. 53783.
American Family Insurance.
News Talk 1450 KFIZ Sports, the only game in town.
We're back here from Turkey Field in Stevens Point. The Cardinals now leading Stevens Point. A score of 52-0 on the Quest Interior scoreboard. Cardinals dominating this one from start to finish. They scored on the second play of the game and have not looked back as they roll here in this win, just a minute 56 away from getting the contest here, getting the victory here, and heading to a 3-0 record to start the season here. Looking ahead to next week's matchup against Green Bay Preble from Keele High School. Kickoff is taken back to the 19 or so by the Panthers. Minute 42 and counting left to play in this one. And Fondi will be ready to get back on the field here. Stevens Point will have under 90 seconds left in this one. Whereas this game will be almost in the books here. Minute 15 and counting left in this one on the Quest Interior scoreboard here this evening. Minute 8 and counting. Stevens Point out with one receiver out to the near side, one to the far side. New quarterback in there is the handoff going straight ahead, getting up to about the 20-yard line. Peyton Pumper, the handoff to Pecor there. And that will be a gain of about 1 second down coming up here with 40 seconds left to play in this one. seconds left in this one. Should be probably the final play of the game here. One receiver on either side. With Pumper taking the snap, taking the handoff to Pecor. He'll roll, throw, pass is caught, and tiptoeing the sideline, shoved out of bounds, is the wide receiver with 10 seconds left. Nice catch there by Mason Rose. Mason Rose with the catch, and that will be all she wrote. And Rose's catch is the final play of the game as the Cardinals will win here today. Final score on the Quest Interior scoreboard. Fondi wins in dominating fashion, 52-0 over Stevens Point. We'll take a quick timeout. Back to wrap it up after this. High school football on News Talk 1450 KFIZ.
Small town, huge flavors in the heart of Eden. Eden Meat Market and Catering, serving your family with custom cuts of steaks, chops, and chicken from their full-service meat counter. Time to fire up the grill and enjoy over 15 specialty brats, including the Grand Champion Maple Blueberry Baby Brats, Deluxe Pizza Brats, or Eden's new Hawaiian Brats. Weekly specials at EdenMeat.com. Eden Meat Market, taking you back to simpler times since 1890.
I love your new countertops.
Thanks. I do too. It's Quartz from Quest Interiors.
Quest Interiors does countertops?
Yep. They have an awesome selection of Quartz countertops on display right in their showroom. You just choose the style and color you want from their Power By selection, and Quest Interiors does the rest.
Wow. Sounds easy to me.
And the best part is, because they fabricate their own countertops, they saved us a lot of money.
Get Quartz countertops for less at Quest Interiors, Fond du Lac, and Oshkosh.
Back here from Gerke Field, wrapping it up here as the Fondi Cardinals dominate Stevens Point this evening. Final score 52-0 on the Quest Interior scoreboard here from Stevens Point. Cardinals led 14-0 after one quarter, led 31-0 at halftime, and then at the end of the third quarter they made it 45-0, and they added one more touchdown to the fourth to make it 52-0 on the Quest Interior scoreboard. Cardinals with the victory improved to 3-0 on the year. Stevens Point with the loss drops to 1-2. And up next for the Cardinals, game against Green Bay Preble next week before a game at Bayport to close out the regularly scheduled games. Of course, those two crossover games, April 30th and May 7th. For Stevens Point, they host Oshkosh West here next week before closing out the regular season against Green Bay Preble on the 23rd. Again, your final score here from Stevens Point, Fond du Lac 52, and Stevens Point nothing on the Quest Interior scoreboard. Thanks so much for folks here at Stevens Point for letting us come in and broadcast the game this evening. We thank you very much for listening to High School Sports here on News Talk 1450 KFIZ. Again, repeating your final score, Fond du Lac 52 and Stevens Point nothing. High school football on News Talk 1450 KFIZ.
You've been listening to high school sports coverage on News Talk 1450 KFIZ. Tonight.